Hello, I'm George Takei, and mischievous pisser possums are not welcomed in these parts. You're listening to Pastor Lindstedt's The Movement Turd.
Is not the Hal Turner Show! Hal Turner is a quarry Jew Masoning who went ahead and got caught zogbotting. And so he went to a federal prison and he got his asshole rained out by niggers. Now he's in a halfway house and probably still get his asshole rained out by niggers. No, this is not the fucking Hal Turner Show! Nor is this the Peerless Goodmanser Show, Radio Free Nimtardation. We don't have retarded Mamser and Jew Boy and Wigger Faggots like the intern or the Reverend Boa Cocksucker. Nor is this the Finkel City Show. We don't have Judah Brown Mamsers from Mentor and Rabbi Finkel City, the Joyzy Shitty Stick Killer, going ahead and reading some Wikipedia articles about Hitler and going ahead and practicing paper preterism. Nor is this the Rabbi Elier Show, where you have a Chicago Shepardy Jew Boy, formerly known as Juice of Stalin, Cuss November, yappy shit. No, this is the Movement Turd, and also known as the Dick Dick Show. And your host is Pastor Martin Luther Dierzynski Lindstedt. And if you want to call in, and if you dare, call in. Hail victory, folks. God knows that OB and the Pisser Possum, I mean, essentially it looks like pretty well tards have dried up from posting either one of the two here. You know, other than, for my guess, OB had a tard who was calling because it wanted to go ahead and get some genuine Baal Priest, you know, Baal Priest horseshit from Sheldon Emery. You know, looking to CAD some from the Obagender Bender Pisser Poofter, what the hell, plagiarism parlor. You know what I mean? What happens, you ought to go ahead and go to Clunt and Clunt's, you know, Kins Mams Redorker site here. And maybe they can go ahead and get some No Devil horse shit from there, okay? Anyway, here. So, and Russ, I wouldn't drink anything that's sort of, you know, that is sort of warm and white that comes out of Obi here. You know what I mean? I sort of avoid it. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and start the show here in a second. Poopy dog. Poopy dog. Love you, poopy dog, too, here. Wag that little black tail here, you nigger pup. Yes, 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 yes. Jump in my lap, you old bastard. Alrighty here. Obi gets healthy real easy. Okay, poopy dog decided to go somewhere else here. Maybe we'll crawl underneath the waterbed and visit a sleep depository. How's that here? One of the neighborhood niglets? Yep, poopy dog. Poopy dog, yeah, heck, it's... Poopy dog is blacker than Jasmine Jacko. Aaron Sean Visser's, you know, Sean Aaron Visser's daughter. Let's see.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling, Wigger, and Mamser Ass Clowns across the fruited nutted Zog Plain in the open air Coast Coast Nut House we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. But as always, this show is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, you chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. And by that I don't mean mamsers and, mumps nutted, bell priests like Liar Bill the Clueless, but I'm going to go ahead and essentially mute the goofy bastard anyway. Looks like we're going to have a pisser possum attack here while I'm going ahead and doing the monologue. Anyway, greetings. Tonight is the 16th of August, 2012. Tonight is 8:39, Granby Unstandard, more or less, time in the central time zone in the Zogland. And tonight's episode is 135.5, and I'm going to go ahead and call it A Question Over Whole Hoax Revisionism. Now, 3 weeks ago, Dr. Greg Johnson published on Dr. Kevin McDonald's. I mean, we have intellectuals going ahead and having tard blogs. Occidental Observer, an article called Dealing with the Holocaust, in which Johnson argued the Holocaust revisionism isn't going to accomplish much of anything, and suggesting that it's more of a bigger problem that Jews get to impose their lies, especially about the whole hoax whoppers, which Quakers eat. All which is correct, of course. The problem is that it's the problem's with Quakers, not Jews. Really, it is, because Jews essentially were allowed to exist so that heaven would not be crowded with Quakers. That's the whole purpose of it. You've got to go ahead and earn your eternal life. You're not just given it. You're not like, some of the predestinationalists and the Mormons and the Hindus believe, cursed with eternal life, to where you have to go ahead and go through 84,000 cycles or however many cycles you have to go through in order to go ahead and make it. No. Rather, eternal life is a reward for essentially getting through this life ahead. That's basic Christian identity. That's basic Protestantism. That's basic Christianity, period. Not bell priest assembly horse shit here, like mumps nuts likes going ahead and thinking that it's a part of here, or the gender bender and the rest here. But anyway, by going ahead and pointing out that it's not the Jews and the Holocaust is not the big thing it used to be. And folks, it was altogether made up. It essentially was made up by Jews in order to go ahead and get money from Whiggers and Holocaust reparations, all this other good happy horseshit. It's never been for real. Folks, I went ahead and was reading way back in 1994, Menachem Begin had been, for a while, Prime Minister of Israel. And so they went ahead and printed in a paperback book his 1953 book called The Revolt. Menachem Begin did not say a damn thing about the Holocaust at all. Menachem Begin, heap big, heap big yid, didn't say a damn thing about the Holocaust. Essentially, it first starts coming out in the late 70s, like Harold Covington says, is that essentially it went from Dachau, to where essentially it could be disproven real easily, to behind the Iron Curtain, where it couldn't be proven at all, to places in Poland and East Germany and Russia and Ukraine or whatever, where it couldn't be proven. Now, folks, truth of the matter is, and even, Dr. William Pierce admitted the Germans did not like Jews, and that occasionally they would go ahead and shoot a bunch of them. Hitler's famous Commissar order. And the local population certainly didn't like them. They killed a bunch of them. So if you want to go ahead and call it a Holocaust, you can. But essentially it wasn't much of a Holocaust at all. And, Harold Covington's last podcast on Radio Free Northwest went ahead and said that Edgar Steele, when he goes ahead and asks how many Jews die here, he says the same thing which floats through the real white man's head of, how many Jews died in World War II. The answer is not nearly fucking enough, okay? Not near enough. But anyway, Greg Johnson went ahead and wrote that. And here comes old Finkelsteinite pickle cunt Carolyn Yeager, and she screeches louder than usual about how dare Greggy go ahead and say that her kind isn't needed. And the little yapping meerkat, you know, goes yap, 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 yapping. And then Alex Linder goes ahead and joins in. And pretty well what it boils down to is because of all this ass clownery, you ended up having Dr. Kevin McDonald not wanting to go ahead and print any whole hoax revisionism articles against Greg Johnson. And you have Greg Johnson essentially after being called a faggot 666 times by Alex Linder, essentially wouldn't allow Linder to go ahead and post on his blog, and then Linder went ahead and threatened in turn to censor Greg Johnson. Because Greg Johnson was saying something bad about having the meerkat. And having the meerkat was fighting real hard against Harold Covington. So folks, what you've had over the last 3 weeks, it's been working its way out to a fracture. And folks, this fracture line always exists. It's sort of like a fault in the earth. It always exists here. An earthquake is just nothing more than the fracture line going ahead and fracturing. It going ahead and releasing pressure all of a sudden. Pressure which had been building and building and building up. And this pressure has been building up indeed. No shortage of this pressure. In any case here, you end up having, and folks, you know, Greggy, you know, I've heard that Greggy's big problem is that he went ahead and said something nice about Harold Covington's Northwest Imperative, Northwest Front, you know, about white people moving to the Northwest states here. And I'm a sometime ally of Harold Covington, a partial ally of Harold Covington, in that I don't find a problem with it here. I don't think it's the end-all and be-all white civilization, because essentially what's going to go ahead and save the white race, Yahweh's servant nation, from how things are developing is essentially exterminating 120 million Uyghurs, 170 million Mamzers and Muds, and a couple million Jews. And essentially, it's only going to be through absolute collapse and absolute extermination that we are saved as a race. And you have somebody like, Pastor Liar Bell goes ahead and claims to be hard-ass and then whines like a pussy about my hatred for Stormfront or anybody else here. And essentially, Mumps Nuts is such a retard here. I mean, his lies are, you know, observable. And so is old gender benders. Because, folks, real white people don't want Jews to live, don't want pigs to live, don't want regime criminals to live. They want them to die. They want them and their spawn to be sent screaming to hell, skinned out. Folks, what I go ahead and say echoes within the real Christian identity people. It really does. But getting down to these here little faults here. Yeah, old Finkel, Sheeny, Pickle, Cunt, go ahead and whine, 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 whine here. Now, she was whining about censorship here. She was whining about that. And essentially, here comes one of Greggy's, Greggy's retards here, a guy named Matt Parrott, a fat Hoosier, who essentially censored me a few times. Anyway, what happens is we got on the Uyghur Network, the White Network. I call it the Uyghur Network. And essentially, he was being talked about, so he showed up. And essentially, Carolyn went ahead and threatened him, and she was going to censor him. And essentially, he went ahead and told her is that she wasn't missed on Voice of Retards. The reason she wasn't missed is she was talking shit about Greg Weber, who a lot of people think is a Jew. Well, folks, you've had a little break between what is, the quote, establishment of David Duke and Paul Fromm and all these other characters who do not like. They like going ahead and pretend to be dangerous here, but they don't actually like the Anglo-Mestizos and Uyghurs and Tards, who essentially might go all Michael Page on some pigs or something here. They like going ahead and pretend to be dangerous, but they don't like actually danger. They don't really like real live Uyghurs. Really don't. But then again, Alex Linder, hell, he's a little Jew boy with Jew-ass gaze. He don't like Uyghurs either. He's gone ahead and banished and censored a few of them here. I was looking at one of them who went ahead and tarred and accusing of lying against poor Hattie, like he did against Greggy Johnson here. But anyway, you have these bowel movement intellectuals, and they don't want to go ahead, and really they're uncomfortable at best dealing with these people. And when they look at it, their inferiors get all uppity, be it Carolyn Yeager or Hadding or the rest of the tards. And essentially what they do is they want to be a bunch of new right faggots, and they want to move to Sandbags Crisco and eat brie brown cheese and white wine and do all this other good happy horse shit together here. And they are comfortable doing that here. They really are. Okay? Anyway, over gender bender is blithering about how essentially Dog is going to go ahead and blast Russ here. The fact of the matter is that Russ doesn't have any control over what I do or what I advocate doing. Essentially, Russ has never had a problem with the Great Tribulation. Over gender bender is a critter. Here it is, a Jew. He goes ahead with a Jew snout, a Jew tail, and whines that, oh, you can't go ahead and kill all these Jews. You can't kill the pigs and the pozog. You can't skin out the lawyers and the judges. You can't go ahead and innocent Jews and what have you. And essentially, this stupid horse did. Who is not with Jesus Christ? Who is not with us is against us here. You can't go ahead and deal with critters here who claim that they mean well. Hell, there's some cocksucker up in, around Joplin or so. He's going ahead and telling people that they can't have tall grass on their property. They can't go ahead and have trash on their lawns. They got to do whatever he says because he means well. He means well. He's going to go ahead and increase their taxes. He's going to go ahead and tell them what to do. Now, folks, if especially this is a free country, first time that cocksucker run around and told people what to do with property, what you do is you scoop out his eyeball, slit his nose, notch his ears, bat his spawn, brand a 666 across his head, geld him, and essentially put him to work in the copper mines. Of course, you give him a chance here afterwards here, say, well, do you really want to mind your business? And essentially, yeah, these characters would. But Obi Gender Bender is just like every other Jew, Mamzer, and Tard, and so is Liar Bill, comes in, wants to go ahead and get ordained or whatever, and then he wants to tell you what to do here, just like a Jew does here. And there's no shortage of that here. But anyway, what happens is Greg Johnson and K-Mac and Voice of Retards and Mark Weber essentially got rid of that screaming cunt, Carolyn Yeager, who's a lying bitch here. I remember, back in November, I went ahead and called when she was interviewing Bill Fink. I said, this is Pastor Martin Luther Drzezinski-Lenz. Said, do you know this Bill Fink that you are interviewing right now? Do you know that he just got off, he's still serving time on parole, 12 and a half years in federal prison for murdering a prisoner in the Jersey City jail?
Mr. Leanstead, you don't do yourself any favor by calling in like this. I'm gonna have to cut you off.
Click. And the bitch went ahead and edited it. Now, folks, if you're gonna go ahead and claim to be a historian, a scholar, or something like that, you can't go ahead and hide the truth. You can't go ahead and censor the truth. And when you get caught doing that, essentially, you're a liar. You've revealed yourself to be a liar. So anything that you say essentially should be ignored. Your career as a so-called historian, your career as a so-called scholar is over. Just like Mumps Nuts. He never had a career. He was just a retard who went ahead and sat and hangs around and says that people know about him. Same way with the Obi Gender Bender. If they got to go ahead and actually put a name to that snout and tail, essentially Obi Gender Bender would be over with a Christian identity. These characters reveal who they are. And this is what this show is about, is revealing what these characters are. Now, here's Linder. He goes to a kid and calls, Greggy a faggot. So at times it looks like Russ, Mumps Nuts don't know any DFCI scripts or Mumps Nuts. Anyway, where am I at here? Okay. All right, Russ, I'm sorry, but, you know, the thing about it is that sometimes Russ, you know, he doesn't want to go ahead and just do a pre-show on the MP3, well, you know, around what, whenever, and, you know, essentially, you know, I guess he gets a little bit annoyed. I went ahead and started the show 9 minutes late here, and I've been going on for, let's see, 18 minutes here, so I guess he's going to go ahead and call night here. But anyway, folks, you end up having these characters here, and what the establishment has done is pretty well gathered around themselves here. But on the other hand, they're going to go ahead because they don't really have too much liking or respect from the little meerkat Anglo Mestizo or meerkat hordes here. Essentially, what they're going to do is that they're going to go ahead and run to their new right positions in San Francisco here, or the equivalent. And, folks, they'll go ahead and have some ability to talk, but nobody's going to listen to them. On the same hand, you have Alex Linder. You have old Carolyn Yeager, Hatting, Four Fags Thebes. Essentially, what they're doing is that they're also going ahead and dying and withering away. They don't have anything to say. They don't have anything to do. It's sort of like over on, I went ahead and looked. Now, they have a secret. They have some secret forums where they whine and bitch and piss and moan about me and Pastor John Britton. But, folks, from what I gather over on the Pisser Possum's Cornhole, you know, Pistol Mamseries, they don't have... They haven't posted anything for, 10 days here? No, since the 3rd. What'd it be? 3rd. Well, they haven't posted anything for about, 12 days? Nearly 2 weeks? Nothing. Not even the little sock puppet tards, which go ahead and claim something. Oh, the gender bender, you know, its form, whatever, is pretty well gone down, and so is Finkelschini's. Finkelschini essentially is bringing back its collection of tarred, you know, essentially Bell Priest, horse shit they went ahead and had. So, folks, what you have is you've always had this fracture. And essentially what happens is it got pretty well divided between the, quote, establishmentarians and essentially the vulgarians like Linder, Carolyn Yeager, Hatting, Four Fags Thebes. And essentially, pretty well, there is a split between the intellectuals, or as I call them, the lamers, and the little mamsers and wannabes and the rest here, you know, who pretend to be very, 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 you know, the vanguard, like Linder. He goes ahead and yaps about Golden Dawn. Well, he has nothing to go ahead and say or nothing to really go ahead and do about what goes on in Greece. But he goes ahead and he puts on threat after threat after threat, bloviating about what he would do if he was a Greek or how they're doing so smart and all this sort of thing. Well, what does that have to do with anything, Linder? All you're doing is showing your, you know, Gades, you know, your Crohn's, Gades, U.S. Gades infested bunghole. That's about all you're doing here. Same with Liar Bill, same with Obagender Bender. So, folks, this, you know, this sort of thing is sort of, I think it's sort of dying down because all the mean things have been said. And once you go ahead and censor somebody, essentially, once you really censor somebody, you can't censor them anymore because, well, they're not going to be there. And by the way, you know, what, McDonald and Greg Johnson and, let me see, Voice of Retards. Essentially, they're being paid high-end out of Zog, mainly, I think, here, and a few other tards. Essentially, where they get their money, where they get their operating, funds, essentially doesn't depend on somebody like Linder. Now, Greg Johnson was fine like a pussy. They lost $6,000 in matching funds because of this Holo Hoax, dealing with the Holo Hoax article. But does it really matter? No. Well, it mattered to Greg. He probably should have kept his mouth shut until he got the money that he needed. Then gone ahead and had the whining and pissing and moaning, you know, take place here. But folks, the whole hoax doesn't mean much of anything here. At least not to me. talking to Pastor John Britton. Essentially, he's of the agreement is that when you talk about how many Jews died in World War II, you can go ahead and argue that 6 million didn't get killed, that only about a couple hundred thousand died as part of the normal task of doing war. And the Jews, the Germans didn't really like the Jews, but then again, nobody really likes Jews. But essentially, for someone like me, when asked how many Jews died during the Holocaust, I say not nearly enough. And folks, that's the way things are. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and I may either continue in this vein, I may go ahead and look and see what the pisser possums, like Liar Bill and Obagender Bender, are yapping about. I mean, you gotta laugh about, you know, one-nutted and dickless cowards going ahead and telling somebody, you are going to be judged by God for saying that innocent people ought to die. Well, Yahweh has gone ahead and killed many, quote, innocent people when they were neither innocent nor people. God's gone ahead and flushed the toilet several times. The first time under First Song Babylon the First, on Noah's Day. And what happens, he's going to go ahead and allow, through civil war, through the great apocalypse, the toilet to be flushed again. So first, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Hail victory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always easy drop. I wake up and right away, stupid wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the top up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long ago our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop. Okay, folks, we're back. I'm waiting for Logan to go ahead and call in if he gets around to it. I looked at the chat here. And, yeah, a little mouse nut. I mean, I remember most of that coming in and yapping about, "Oh, never call you a child molester, Martin, because I got accused twice of sexual assault on my niece." And then when they had talked about my Chuck's sisters here, so I assumed they were niggling nieces here. But Liar Bill, I mean, someone like Liar Bill, someone like these, you know, these police officers and the rest here, they destroyed my family. They wanted to go ahead and send me to prison. They sent me to another house because I demand my constitutional rights to confront my accusers. Now, what these evildoers want to go ahead and live is that they want to do evil. They want to live among us. They want to go ahead, essentially, and say whatever the hell they want to, but they don't want to be skinned for it. And they don't want to die for it. And, folks, that's the hallmark of evildoers. They want to have a free ride. Nobody genderbender does. I mean, someone like Liar Bill. Liar Bill was born stupid and weak and evil. I mean, hell, 20 degenerations of the best part of this critter going ahead and going down its whore mother's legs here. The character is an evil retard. That's why eventually everybody goes ahead and fleshes that cocksucker. And Obi Gender Bender knows exactly what it is here. Folks, I don't hide the fact that I hate those who did evil to me, and that I'm looking to go ahead and do whatever. But thankfully, here it is. Obi, it's not nice to talk about the brethren. Sort of like Juice Howard, a known red nigger mamzer. The critter shows up. Won't go ahead and show its real face and snout and real name. And it goes ahead and comes in and pretends it's one of us. And it wants to go ahead and tell us what we ought to do and how we ought to obey Yahweh. No. Society has to have a way of to where there is no room and no place for a critter like that to hide whatsoever. No place for it to hide. That is what needs to be done. No place. No place where it can go ahead and hide. Unlike, you know, Dan Johnson's show, another Jew boy with Jew aspades, going ahead and sprint to other critters here, wants to go ahead and hunt more Anglo mestizos and spawn more kikelings with aspades. Only he got banned yesterday night. Essentially, it was Legal Master 2012 Johns showing up to Daddy's show. It was supposed to be at Finkelshimi's show. And what happens, it ought to hate spawner Dan Johns, because essentially, here was, I remember, what, 6-7 months ago, it is crying and whining about how it lost its job here, about how it's facing agonizing gut pains. Because, essentially, its inner kike asshole is in rebellion against, well, you know, the outer kike asshole. And, you know, these characters pretend to be Christian Daddy. Of course, you had, you know, Command Dork McFag, Steve Elder there. And, essentially, they don't like the commentary which ridicules them. Think, even less knowledgeable about Christian Daddy. You know, another Jersey City G-boy, which went ahead and showed up, and he's doing a show with Brian Rio. By the way, Brian Rio and Obi Gender Bender, why, they're definitely an item here, at least on their own little, you know, talk shoot. Well, not talk shoot, but their forums. Folks, you have all these collection of mamzers pretend to be Christian identity, and they just simply cannot stand anybody ridiculing them. But unlike that here, I pretty well give them a free hand. I let them go ahead and say whatever they want here. But on the other hand, they need to understand is that, you know, you got to understand is that it, you know, that a family that will go ahead and spawn an 85 IQ idiot who has a Deuteronomy 23 verse 1 injunction against allowing a worthless cocksucker like that in the congregation, especially since they have nothing better to do, can't get any pussy, has nothing better to do than to go ahead and rape or attempt to rape its own nieces here. and then gets off because essentially it's cut a deal to go ahead and snitch on idiot tards to go ahead and let them into his clan. Folks, you got to understand is that it's not just one. It's not just one disgusting, sick animal that needs to be put down. It's an entire freaking herd. And that's what's going on across the Zogland. It's not just one sick animal or the Jews, which are at fault. It's a Uyghur problem. And the only way to go ahead and solve it here is you don't go ahead and ask a pig whether he's innocent of doing this or innocent of doing that when they've gone ahead and hid the evidence. You start skinning. You start skinning at their weakest link here. Till they go ahead and tell you everything you want to know. And essentially, they beg you to finish them off. I'm tired, I'm so tired. I mean, I wish I'd never been born, and you make them sorry they've never been born. Folks, when it comes to talking about putting a millstone around someone's neck here, you'll have a dirty shit skin, Melungeon Jew, Mams or criminal like Jeremy Visser, go ahead and say, oh, post that plays to Marty, Marty, Marty. Folks, what I said is that essentially the police are not sacred. The king is not sacred. Yahweh has gone ahead and exterminated plenty of kings and plenty of regime criminals. Yahweh went ahead and took part in more than a few revolutions against Jeroboam, against the house of Baasha, and certainly against the house of Ahab. And if you don't believe in going ahead and dealing with evil people like they need to be dealt with, then essentially it's because you must be evil yourself. I got to laugh at some sort of Mamzer Jew faggot from Australia go ahead and tell everybody here that we cannot go ahead and keep it out. We can't go ahead and deal with evildoers. We can't go ahead and exterminate evildoers when the Bible is replete from Genesis to Revelation with Yahweh saying that even the good must be sent through the fire and the evil must be bundled up and destroyed. Root, trunk, and branch, and tender twig. So in any case, let's do something. Well, anyway, let's see here. I'm having a problem with TalkShoe, my chat room here. So, kike number one, if you're listening here, why I didn't go ahead and mute you, until I went ahead and seen you. So let's see, I'm going to go ahead and reset up here and see if I can't go ahead and get this thing running again. Wait for Logan to call in. He said he'd call in. Let's see. Okay. Alrighty. I'm looking at old Liar Bell. Essentially, Liar Bell, I'm going to go ahead. Essentially, from what I gather, Liar Bill, the critter does not have enough nigglets to skin. Okay? Taking you to court, well, over genderbender, go ahead and give your real name and your real address. The thing with Mumps Nuts is that essentially it's just nothing more than a liar, and all it has to do is say, sick master, suck this grandson's penis here. The thing about it is that Mumps Nuts, he's a whiny little bitch here. He would go ahead, I'm going to go ahead and unmute Mumps Nuts. As I look at it, Mumps Nuts will go ahead and essentially, I'll go ahead and give most of us a chance to go ahead and just niglet nephew's dicks here. You know what I mean? While especially their nigger relatives are going ahead and ass raping him or something like that. Mumps Nuts is a real piece of shit. He goes ahead and he will lie and lie and lie. And I decided to go ahead and unmute the goofy bastard. I mean, shoot. I want to go ahead and point out is that there is no point in letting critters like that live here. I pointed out several times, quite a few times, is that, look, regime criminal, if you cannot pay the price for the evil you do, I don't give a shit about how much you say that you meant well. I really don't. Why in the world should anyone go ahead and put up the shit from these people? Pig, you go ahead, you serve Zog, you die. Your life is only as long as the regime's life is. And when the regime dies, you die too, and your bloodline is cut off. That's it. What happens? You have these sick animals, like William Sean DeClue, who want to go ahead and get into Christian Identity, because essentially they've gone ahead and made a deal to go ahead and spy, to go ahead and keep an eye on it here. No. The solution to police brutality is nothing but brutality back. The solution to people going ahead and lying and stealing grandchildren or children is that essentially you go ahead and you geld their sons and you rape their daughters and you turn them into slaves, the ones you don't go ahead and skin out and turn into dog food. Folks, that's why I like, you know, that's why I'm above this movement, horse shit. Does Greg Johnson or Kevin McDonald, what do they intend to do? And essentially all they intend to do is write a bunch of books about how the Jews are bad people. What does Alex Linder intend to do? And sir, he goes ahead and he's down to $500 or less a month to live off of. He's going to run a tard corral in which at least a third of them are Jews, and he's going to go ahead and act like an ass clown. And then go ahead and look down upon these new white idiots, faggots, rightfully so. He's going to make an ass clown out of himself. No, folks. There's nothing to rebuild. There's nothing to go ahead and fix up at all. All there is to let nature take its course here. When you go ahead, and I think people realize is that things are bad. Things are going ahead and getting screwed up. You go ahead and you see all the zombie pictures here? Okay. Hold on. Hello, Logan?
Yeah, listen, you got a bunch of cards in the chat room.
Well, you had Liar Bill. Essentially all Liar Bill could say was that I'm a child molester. You know, that's all that cocksucker can do, even though the cocksuckers claim they won't ever say that. I mean, he's lying tard. Then you have Obagenderbender, which is an Australian pisser's pufter possum. Essentially, it goes ahead and it's trying to go ahead and get down on Russ for siding with me. I mean, you know, Logan, do you love pigs?
No, I don't like pig lies.
Okay. And essentially, if there is a civil war and a revolution here, you know, how should you treat a pig and a family? I mean, are you going to go ahead and try to re-educate them?
I'll put it this way.
Hey, Logan, you went Darth Vader on me. Okay, well, Logan sort of went Darth Vader on me. Where am I at here? Yep, I censored Liar Bill. I'm looking at the chat on the other one here. Oh boy.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you.
Call out for Super Ficken.
But if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it.
Besides, you knew the job was fucked up when you took it.
Keep
a loss, and he will bring the kid alive and kick it. There was one thing you should learn when there was no one else who could.
Call out for Super Chicken. Call out for Super Chicken. Anyway, I'm looking at the chat here on, compact number one. What happens is an open gender bender has always gone ahead and showed his kike tail and his kike snout, whining about censorship because I muted Mumps Nuts for about 30 seconds. Then I decided to go ahead and unmute him. Okay?
Hey, was that your phone or my phone that failed?
Your phone.
Hold on. I might have accidentally hung up. Okay, here's the thing. I was answering the question.
Mm-hmm.
Any white man or white woman that's in the police or military that's a pig, if they go against the American people who have done nothing, if they go against innocent white men or white families, what the hell do they expect is going to happen?
Well, what do they expect is going to happen? I mean, essentially, open gender bender. Yeah, open gender bender knows what it deserves. I mean, it's just I think it's a Jew. It's a Jew. It's a Jew that for some reason, a Jew critter here that has gender identity issues here, who wants to play Christian identity, it doesn't know how to behave here. So essentially, I go ahead and allow it to go ahead and point out, and I muted Mumps Nuts for about 30 seconds. I decided to unmute him. Then the cocksucker ran off because I was a little bit annoyed at him. I really was annoyed at him. I mean, it really does get to me that essentially the same cocksucker who went ahead, bitched and pleaded with me to ordain it, and then came down and said, I'm going to call you a child molester, and then goes ahead and tells other people that, he doesn't have anything to do with it, is essentially, I mean, someone like Liar Bill. I mean, essentially, he comes from a polluted gene pool. There's, essentially there's something wrong with this creature that essentially, you got to go ahead and dig. I mean, all he is just he's just the pus. He's just the pus that comes from a diseased organism. You know what I mean? He's just a pustule.
Yeah.
He's not actually the disease. He's part of the diseased organism, but actually he's just the pus which goes ahead and shows up here. And essentially, I was talking with John Britton about a year or so ago here, and he says, well, I went ahead and found out where old Mumps Nut comes from here. And he went ahead and dug up the history of the DeClaw family. And essentially what they were is that they weren't really a knightly family. They were essentially the master of the hounds here. And I said, well, you think I should have pissed and lied, Mumps Nut's water dish when he came down here. Well, Mumps Nut is now claiming that I pissed in spaghetti or something like that. But, the fact of the matter is that it always was a servile, less than good bunch here. Oh, but gender bender, another vicious, criminal here. And the answer is that, throughout the Bible, people who did not measure up, Yahweh went ahead and destroyed them. Now, in the Great Tribulation, do you think there's going to be a visible act of Yahweh's wrath like there was in Noah's day against the sinning Adamites who'd gone bad? Do you think it's going to happen, or do you think rather, pretty well, Yahweh is just simply going to go ahead and pull back his protection and let nature take its course and let everything fall apart and be destroyed, right?
I wasn't going to let everything fall apart and be destroyed. I mean, this is the way, look, okay, all these wiggers think that Zeus or think that baby Jesus or think that, Elvis Presley or somebody's going to save them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That ain't going to happen. They think they're going to be raptured. Their rapture ain't going to happen, Martin.
Mm-hmm.
I said the rapture's not going to happen. They're not going to be saved. Okay? They're worthless wiggers.
Yeah. And pretty well what this show's about is pretty well talking about, what is going on in the bowel movement. What's going on in the bowel movement is essentially the, quote, intellectual tards. And essentially your second line retards like Alex Linder and Carolyn Yeager and the rest here, essentially they're odds with one another. I'm just talking about a fracture here. But you have like Jeremy Visser, open gender bears. Where does it say you get to go ahead and kill people or torture people? And the answer is that open gender bender, where does it say I can't do whatever I want to? against my enemies. That's why I go ahead and tell people that if you're white, if you're Aryan, you're called by Christ, you don't need to go ahead and war. You can go ahead and do whatever you want to against the Jews, against the Mamzers, against the Uyghurs. I mean, essentially, they don't have, you know, I mean, you go ahead and you can't have evil upon white people unless it's enforced. And essentially, what happens is that these policemen are enemy soldiers. They are treasonous soldiers. You understand what I mean? And I've gone ahead and seen these characters, and essentially, all they have to do, even if you rub their nose in their evil, is say, I meant well here. A total sociopath like William Fink here, who I'm a gender bender, at least used to go ahead and bleed out the mangina over. I mean, essentially, he's just a total sociopath. I mean, the critter doesn't even understand that it did wrong. It goes ahead and acts like it just went on a camping trip for 2 months or so. Let's spend 12 and a half years in prison. You know what I mean?
So, right? Gender Bender's in prison?
No, old Gender Bender, I think it's just a Jew faggot here. You know, you can go ahead and hear its voice. It does sound Australian, but I think it's an Australian Jew mantra of some sort.
Was Meyer Nubs Nuts Bill
the clue? Yeah. What happens is they used to call himself C.I. Chaplin, although there was no such thing. Because you go ahead and see him in Clan of Mamzers, he's no chaplain. Some old Anglo Mestizo, old Anglo Mestizo in a white beard was the actual chaplain. Mumps Nut was just a tard here, but he goes ahead and gives himself offices. Well, what happens is that, from my gather, I guess I was the only one stupid enough to ordain the cocksucker. He hasn't been ordained. He hasn't been ordained by Morris Follett. He hasn't been ordained by, even Jeremy Visser. I mean, essentially, and the fact of the matter is that Gallet, he don't like me talking about how, look, Gallet, you're not a pastor. If you're going to go ahead and bitch about how you kicked me out, essentially it was part of your plea agreement, because essentially you were caught dead to rights trying to rob banks for Bolivian nose candy. Essentially, when it had turned on me, I went ahead and I seen some crap about its, what do they call it, social something here, some motorcycle club in Illinois, and you got a bunch of Anglo Mestizos and skanks running around.
Was Pastor Bill the Aryan Nations? What the hell is
No, he never was in the Aryan Nations. I mean, unless, from what I gather, he went ahead and managed to go ahead and get made Missouri State contact when Gallet got out of prison, and Gallet's still been going ahead and going with, Jeremy Visser and Brian Wright here. Essentially, what happens, Gallet was nothing more than just a drunken crackhead who, criminal, who get in trouble. He got kicked out of, Ray Redfern's, group here. And then what happens, Ray Redfern and August Crash rebelled against Pastor Butler in 2003. August Christ didn't go back because August Christ knew he couldn't do any better here going back. Essentially, he formed his own Aryan Nations faction.
Was he on crack too, Ray Redfern?
Well, yeah. What happened was he died at the age of 54, and he was in relatively good health, and pretty well a lot of people, including myself, think he died of a cocaine overdose. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But he went ahead and...
How come all these white identity people get on crack and cocaine? I mean, shit, what's going on with these people?
Well, they're addictive criminals here. I mean, Butler went ahead and sort of started it in 1972. He sort of wanted a revolution in his time. So he went ahead and formed the Aryan Nations here. A lot of people didn't much care for that, including, John Britton's father, James Britton, who used to be Wesley Swift's prison minister and realized that most of these, criminals are just that. They're just criminals. They're just parasites. They're just evil, evil critters here. I mean, sort of like Liar Bill the Clueless here. I mean, he's evil. He's just stupid. He's just very, very stupid. And essentially his idea of, criminal procedure, essentially is when it gets caught, go ahead and, plead guilty and take a take a plea bargain. Well, what happens is I found out that Morris Gallet was kicked out several times because essentially he was just a drunken crackhead. You go ahead and read this book. Well, what happens is that Ray Redfern. You know, he was looking for somebody here, some lieutenants that he could go ahead and rely on, and most of these people are just idiots and losers. So what happens, they found this guy named Dave Hall, who was a, you know, he was going to go to prison for, for running drugs. You know, we had a bunch of nigger nieces and a bunch of nigger nephews, and essentially, they went ahead and tried to... His sisters and you know his sisters were you know married niggers, you know what I mean. Essentially, he was just a 6'5", you know, criminal. And essentially, they offered him a deal to where if he infiltrated Aryan Nations, he could go ahead and you know not go to prison here. And essentially.
Dave Hall.
A lot of people did hear. This was in the 90s here. It was the same time as Liar Bill got suspended imposition of sentence. The case of Liar Bill is, Liar Bill is sort of a low rent Dave Hall, really. And what happens is Dave Hall rose to be Ray Redfern's second command because, Morse the Rat was such a fuck up here. He spent a lot of time in prison, and Ray Redfern was going to spend a lot of time in prison, and they stored a lot of cocaine and all this sort of thing. And what happens is that he went ahead and got his wish here. Newman Britton died, so then what happens is Ray Redfern, he wanted to be head of the Aryan Nations, and Butler, looked like he was going to die pretty soon. So essentially he went back to Butler, and Butler made him a successor. And then I guess he got some bad cocaine and he died, in November 2003. And I was going ahead and sorting this thing out with Brian Wright and the rest here, finding out, okay, when was this Church of the Sons of Yahweh reformed or whatever created? And essentially, there was no Church of the Sons of Yahweh. That was just another one of Brian Wright's and Jeremy Visser's lies, but I did find out there was a Church of the Sons of Yahweh. And in August, I went ahead and found out that his church charter was going to go ahead and expire in 6 weeks unless Gillette went ahead and did something about it. So I went ahead and wrote to the guy in Ohio who was taking care of the trust fund to go ahead and send this letter off to Gillette, and Gillette decided to go ahead and renew his church. So now he got, $500,000 from the estate of Harold Grooms, and essentially, they're supposed to pay out about, $10,000 a year until what? 50 years from 2003. So in 2053, there's supposed to be a balloon payment of whatever principal remains, to the Church of the Sons of Yahweh. And what happens is that's where Gillette gets his money here. But they weren't giving him the money, so he went ahead and plotted to rob banks along with another Anglo Mestizo. And essentially, they're facing 30 years because Gillette was caught dead drunk. And Gillette didn't want to spend 30 years, so essentially went ahead and took a plea bargain. You know what I mean? So essentially,
Mo Gillette tried to take everybody down with him.
Well, he didn't take everybody down with him. He only took with him. The guy looks like a cork-eyed mamzer here. And essentially when he got prison, he claimed to be a creator, then claimed to be Christian identity again. Now he's pretty well claimed to be something else. I haven't heard from him for a year or so. I mean, essentially, you have these characters come in and come out here. Essentially all they are is mamzers and criminals and idiots.
All these people, like the guy used to do the radio show with and Linda, all these people pretend to be identity. When push comes to shove, they don't want to give up their Jew family or their Jew friends. They're no longer identity. They're no longer white nationalists.
Well, they're no longer white nationalists. They're no longer identity. They're no longer this. They're no longer that. When you go here, I mean, sometimes I've had a few people go ahead and thank me. Thanks to you, Mark Lister, I know I'm no longer identity. And they're trying to go ahead and lay a little guilt trip on me. But, I said, what made you think you ever were identity? Gender Bender ain't identity, even if he calls himself the ChristianIdentityForum.net. I mean, it's still just a juror manager. Russ is going to go ahead. Russ has been exchanging emails with his, with his Greek woman friend about Skip Baker, last week or a week before, went ahead and finally figured out that Eli James was a Jew. Okay?
I told Skip Baker a long time ago. He got mad at me and wouldn't listen. He got mad at me because he was able to fake Wickstrom, he was in with Eli J. He was in with all those people. Emahizer, he got mad at me, and I tried to educate him. He slammed the phone, and fine. I said maybe Skip Baker. Skip Baker is very new to the identity message.
Oh, he's just for like Mark Downey. He's a very good graphics art, illustrator. But essentially, as far as understanding what he's talking about, he's just an idiot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If Russ was on, let me tell you what I would have gone ahead and asked him here. I said, Russ, Skip Baker is going ahead and essentially Finkelschini is putting it up on Zogbox for the last week or two, saying that Eli James is a Jew. Okay? Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
When did Eli James become a Jew? Did he become a Jew when, Skip Baker figured out he was a Jew? Did he become a Jew when Finkelschini said he was a Jew? Did he become a Jew on Halloween 2010 when essentially he went ahead and was bitching because I said Brian Reel was a mamzer here and I said he was a Jew boy? Did he become a Jew in, Halloween 2010? Or rather, did Eli James, become a Jew when about 65 years ago? I mean, essentially, Kike Pecker went ahead and squirted out some kike seed into a kike pussy. And essentially, a kike egg met a kike sperm and essentially formed a little kike embryo. When did Eli James become a Jew? Now, I think it was probably, and Chris Sandetti says it was 65 years ago, more or less, right? When the kikeling was conceived.
All of a sudden, now that the Bakers come out with that, all of a sudden, even the Wickstrom started emailing everybody that Eli James is a Jew.
Oh, yeah, well, Eli James went ahead and found out that, essentially, Wickstrom was, Well, I'm looking at Obagenderbender. Obagenderbender's having fun here. Hold on, I'll go ahead and unmute you, Joe Pennsylvania. I'm having problems with TalkSkew here. Maybe I need to get another computer. Anyway, where was I? Eli James became a Jew when it was conceived. You understand what I mean? Just because it doesn't matter when somebody else figures out the critter's a Jew. That isn't when he became a Jew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Skip Baker might think, 2 weeks ago I was mad at Eli for something. I went ahead and actually looked at the pictures. I mean, I'm not sure Skip Baker went ahead and created it. What happens is that the real William B. came up with this, wouldn't you like to be a Sephardic Mamzer too? And what happens, they look at my forum, and Skip Baker, I think, got that avatar from there. You know what I mean? But no, I mean, Eli James was a Jew before 2010. Eli James was a Jew before January 2011. Eli James was a Jew before the end of July 2012. Eli James was a Jew essentially 65 or so years ago when it was conceived. You know what I'm saying?
Eli was a Jew not much before he fucked out of his Jew mama's hole,
Yeah. I mean, it was a Jew upon conception.
Okay.
You understand, right? And essentially, essentially what happens is that Russ will understand that in a scientific way, but he won't understand it in a real way. You understand what I mean?
Uh-huh.
His Greek woman friend says that Russ has a problem with discernment. That's why sometimes when Russ annoys me, I call him Russifer. You know what I mean? Russifer.
Yeah.
Wake up, Russifer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway, you have old Obagenderbender making an ass clown out of himself here, but in any case, what to say here? Hey, Obagenderbender, I wish you wouldn't go ahead and...
Obi's going to call in, but I think Obi's chicken shit.
No, Obi's never going to go ahead and play it. Essentially, Obagenderbender is just some sort of kike mamzer with a gender identity issue who essentially, here's Jeremy Visser. Jeremy, understands that everybody knows that it's a mamzer. Essentially, everybody knows that, whatever... I mean, I'm Pastor John Bissell. I used to sort of sometimes like listening to Visser's sermons here, and then when you went ahead and revealed him as a mamzer here, I don't want to listen to him anymore. I said, John, I mean, you know, sort of like a rat eating rat food here. 95% of the, you know, of rat poison is something that's good for the rat. The peanuts, why rats love peanuts here. You know, the little nuts and the little, you know, other paste here, why, hey, 95% of it's good for a rat. That's why a rat eats it. It's 5% of the stuff that's going to go ahead and coagulate his blood here and make him bleed out inside here. You know, hemorrhage inside here that poisons and kills the rat. You know what I mean? Now, do you want to go ahead and essentially eat down some Mamzer shit and figure out which of the stuff here is bad for you? Do you want to go ahead and bother? Or essentially, do you just simply want to go ahead and read the simple Christian identity that you were taught to by your father? Do you need to go ahead and read anything more? And the answer is no. Folks, I've seen so many people, they believe all these little heresies, they believe all this other little horseshit, which is just simply an addition to, you know, the basics of Christian identity. The very basics of Christian identity. And you don't really need most of this horseshit. Do you?
No. We don't need horseshit. All we need is Yahweh and the scriptures and the two-seed line message. We don't need to play White Tower and all this other bullshit. Because, hey, that's why you got to go below ground. Because when you go above ground and join these groups, shit, all you got is Masters and Zombots and Jews. I mean, you know, and I try to tell Russell Walker that because I had my experience in East Tennessee. And that's why I'm not going to keep the peace days with a bunch of Mongols anymore.
Well, Russ went ahead and figured that out last Passover. He said, yeah, I don't want no more Lumbee Indians. You know what I mean? You're going to go ahead.
I guarantee you, come next feast day, he'll probably go to East Tennessee. What do you bet?
Well, what happened? Because he said, Pastor Buddy, he said, no more Lumbee Indians, a.k.a. Mwanza. You know what I mean?
John Roberts.
I think that was the name. I don't really know these characters. Essentially, from what I gather, the Mwanzan Indian went ahead and made an ass clown of himself. Beep got a little bit annoyed. He got a little bit annoyed about that. But hey, I mean, you know, for example, Open Gender Bender, a couple months ago, had an actual woman. Looked like a white woman. I mean, she was 65. She was not no great looker. You know what I mean? You know, she's sort of all... short and fat, more like my mother, you know what I mean? Didn't look exactly like my mother, but sort of, you know, I mean, sort of like my mother. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, some of, you know, I don't know what Linda looks like, you do, I don't. Essentially what happens, about a 65-year-old woman named Mary something or another, and here's an gender pretend that wants to go ahead and actually meet somebody. Here got a chance to go ahead. You can go ahead and see everything about this woman on Google. And essentially, she looks just like, what, a 65-year-old woman who essentially had heard about Christian identity and wanted to learn something more. And here's Open Gender Bender, all of a sudden, does not want to go ahead and be seen by this woman. Goes ahead and pretends that she's a Zogbot or an ADL plant or something like that here. And, you know, look, Obi, I mean, come on. I mean, I've gone ahead and several times to people who claim to be Christian identity, I've gone ahead and told them about my webpage, told them about my forum, told them they can join. If they want to join or if they want to go ahead and send an email, that's fine here. And some of them just, you know, I mean, one of them's with Harold Covington, and he wants to write page after page after page after page of stuff here. And I don't really have time to go ahead and write big, long emails, any more than Covington does. And, you know, but on the other hand, I mean, you know, I've never been afraid to show my face. I've never been, you know, I mean, you know, my telephone number is a public record where Brian Real goes ahead and mentions it. So is my address. You know what I mean? And these characters, like Oba Genderbender, claim they want to go ahead and fellowship together, and here comes some old woman in Australia, and Oba Genderbender does not want to go ahead and essentially meet with it. You know what I mean? Now, why is that? And the answer, I think the reason is it's shit. This middle-aged woman said, well, I thought Jews were bad people. You know what I mean? And go ahead and essentially, there goes Obagender Bender. What happens is that, someone like Marty will go ahead and send a little Google Mail to her. She's on Google, on Gmail. Well, what does Obie look like? What's Obie's real name? And essentially, Obie's little secret will be out. You know what I mean? It went ahead and took, what, a couple of years before it went ahead and dared show at least its voice. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
What are you doing, Logan? Sounds like you're doing something or another.
Oh, I'm typing in the chat room. I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, guest number 7 is a piss or possum of some sort. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well.
Oh, I'll be making an excuse. He says it costs him money to call into your show, and he's not going to pay.
They didn't, look, the cocksucker, got on Skype on the Piss or Possum show here. Cocksucker can go ahead and call Skype on this talk show show too here. You know what I mean? Anyway. So, I mean, here's Obagender Bear, here's Mumps Nuts. And they go ahead and they repeat the same lies. I mean, I heard just a couple of days after they stole the grandchildren, Newton County pigs were plotting to go ahead and set railroad me to prison for child molestation. And essentially I'd be murdered there. And folks, what happens is that you have in the state of Missouri a system which what? The parents only get their white children back a quarter of the time and Newton County only 11% of the time. And you're saying that this is by accident? And the answer is no. If you are a legislator who went ahead and gave any money to policemen to do that sort of thing, or passed any law giving immunity to policemen, or did anything, you did anything to destroy a white family, what if I don't want your money? What if I don't want anything other than you to go ahead and be destroyed? For you to go ahead, essentially, be given the choice of me skinning your children out, or you just go ahead biting their nuts off and putting that, essentially going ahead and putting a slave candle to when they will die as slaves. No, folks, I mean, hell, even the freaking Jew Gibeonites, when Saul went ahead and abused the law, essentially they said, we don't want your money. David offered them gold and silver. He went ahead and was going to go ahead and offer them money to pay for Saul's crimes against Jews, a.k.a. the Amorites, the Gibeonites. And these Jews said, no, we don't want that. We want you to go ahead and hand over Saul's sons and grandsons for us to execute for what he did to our family. Folks, these are Jews that did this. Am I no less than Yahweh's sight that I don't have a right to exterminate the families of those who went ahead and destroyed mine? How do you go ahead and go against one pig when essentially they all go ahead and fight in gangs to go ahead and destroy the white nation here? How do you go ahead and deal with wiggers who go ahead and go along with pigs here? How do you go ahead and deal with it? And the answer is that what you do is that you let Yahweh decide by tribulation and by Armageddon who lives and who dies. You understand what I mean? I go ahead and every morning, I go ahead and, using my prayers, I thank Yahweh for getting me out of the jail, getting me out of the nut house, for not going ahead and being illegally sent to prison like this one nut I met. And essentially what happens is that rather than give him appeal on a bogus child molestation charge where he is allowed to be his own lawyer and screwed over by, malicious prosecution, what happens, he's pretty well, bummed out because essentially in order to cover up their crimes, they're just going to go ahead and declare him incompetent again and send him back to the nut house. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying? I go ahead and thank is, you know, and this guy was an Anglo mestizo. He was nuts. He went ahead and said they heard voices in his head, which were controlled by medication. And then I go ahead and I go ahead and pray that Yahweh, this is the grandchildren, will come home. And if they can't, that they don't be turned into a bunch of worthless wiggers who need to be destroyed and put down. And then I go ahead and I thank by name the five stalwarts who went and stood by me. At the very end, I pray that Yahweh will destroy Zog and Zoglings all together, wiggers and mamzers and Jews, that he'll go ahead and that essentially his justice, his violent justice, will go ahead and fill the entire earth, and that I will play a small part in essentially sending these animals, these sub-animals, screaming to hell along with their spawn. And essentially, that is the prayer I make every night before I go to bed. And I went ahead and swore an oath that I would go ahead and do my best that anyone who had anything to do with stealing and destroying white families, that I will go ahead and destroy them and their families. I don't go ahead and pretend to be something I'm not. I don't pretend to be an intellectual. I don't pretend to be anything I'm not. I go ahead and say right up ahead is that I'm a hater. I hate you people. I live for nothing other than to exterminate you. I have a dream to where essentially that this coast-to-coast nut house is burning. What happens is that it's worse than a zombie apocalypse. I go ahead and pray that essentially a vast majority of these animals, wigger, Anglo mestizo, nigger, six-day beast of the field, that they be destroyed and that they suffer grievous deaths, and that this place would be burning for, you know, all across the nation. The only ones who shall survive should be Yahweh's own remnant, which Jesus Christ goes ahead and promises. Folks, this is why dual seedline Christian identity is the racial religion of Yahweh's servant nation here. Lot's wife was destroyed. You know why she was destroyed? Why was Lot's wife destroyed, you know, Logan?
I'm sorry?
Why was Lot's wife destroyed? Why was she turned into a pillar of salt?
Okay, Lot's wife, she didn't have faith. She didn't trust Yahweh. And she loved the evil, wicked, she loved Zog, she loved the homosexual race mixing, Zog of Sodom and Gomorrah. She loved the filth more than she loved the goodness of Yahweh. Just like these wiggers today, these damn wiggers, they're going to cry when Zog is crumbling and falling apart. The hell with it. Just like Linda. Just like Linda, she told us Sunday night, I'm not giving up my Jew kids, my Jew family. Okay? And she said she was no longer Christian identity, no longer white nationalist. I mean, nothing.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know, Logan. I mean, you know, me and maybe a few others were wondering why you ever thought she was. You know what I mean? I mean, how are you going to go ahead and get her to go ahead and essentially, you can't expect her like my, my nutball bishop of St. Joseph to go ahead and take a hammer to a family member's head. Can you? Okay?
Well, basically, Martin, is this. Okay, things are not going to keep on getting better. And like me and Russ talk about, me and you talk about,
mm-hmm.
Great Tribulation is the only thing that's going to make things better for us, because the wiggers are not going to change.
No, the wiggers are not going to change.
The majority of the wiggers, I don't give a damn if they're eating out of trash cans. I don't care how bad it gets. Most of the wiggers are not going to change.
Okay. Well, Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of salt because essentially she went ahead and essentially worshipped Sodom. She worshipped her life, you know, in Sodom far more than she worshipped Yahweh. She essentially loved the evil that was being done back there far more than she loved doing what is right. folks, the only reason Lot went ahead and made it, it was because he was Abraham's nephew. You go ahead and read in later on. Later on, they ran to a smaller city of the plain. I don't think it was so much race mixing that was going on there. It was just simply Whiggers acting like a bunch of faggots. So where they were wanting to go ahead and rape angels of the Lord. But essentially, Yahweh was going to go ahead and destroy it beforehand. Russ went ahead and asked me whether or not these people in Sodom and Gomorrah, the seas of the plain, around what became the Dead Sea, whether or not they were, you can tell that it used to be not so much a desert, but essentially it may have had an outlet, the Dead Sea, but essentially you had the waters of the Jordan flowing in and nothing flowing out to where it became more and more consecrated. But at this time, before when Abraham and Lot, the flocks had grown so huge that they were fighting over who would pasture where, essentially Abraham gave Lot the choice. Now essentially, Lot chose the, quote, cities of the plain. The cities of the lower Jordan River plain as it goes into what became the Dead Sea. And Lot chose the greener pastures around the seas of the plain. And he went ahead and moved there. And you go ahead and find out that earlier that these people were under the king of Elam, Chelamor here, and essentially they had a fight to where the Elamese had gone ahead and conquered that, and here comes Abraham. He goes ahead and he whoops the five kings of Elam and goes ahead and restores to Sodom and Gomorrah and Zoar and another city or two of the plains everything except what his men had eaten. He wouldn't even take a shoelace. And what happens? These people were not Canaanites. These people were Quakers. And essentially, they ended up worshiping evil. They went ahead and went along with evil. And as a result, what happened to little two or three-year-old baby girls who lived in downtown Gomorrah? These daddies hadn't even tried to rape the angels of the Lord. What happened to little baby two-year-old girls in Gomorrah? What do you think happened to them, Logan?
Well, there wasn't 50 righteous people, right?
So there wasn't even one righteous man. I don't even call Lot a righteous man. Because later on he ran to this other small city of the plain called Zoar. And he stayed there for a little while.
Initially there was only five righteous. Okay, and then Lot's his wife turned around and she lost her ticket out. Well, Yahweh said that once you put Yahweh said don't look back. Once you come into the two-seed line message and you start keeping his laws and you segregate, don't go back to the wicked churches. Don't go back to race mixing. Don't go back to rock and roll's going to sell you and Elvis Presley's God and hell freezes over. Don't go back to Jesus paid it all and you don't have to keep the commandments. Don't go back to God loves everybody and we all come from Adam and we're all equal. Don't go back to the lies. Because if you're like Linda and that lady I told you, Nellie Babs had to put two grandkids and she's not going to give them up. You know what? They heard the identity message. Nellie Babs, she heard the identity message when Jim Wexler first started preaching. She's known about identity forever. But you know what? She cared more about those damn Mongol serpent seed grandkids than she does about Yahweh.
Okay. But essentially, there was not. I don't think there was even one righteous man because you go ahead and find out that Lot got drunk.
Well, in the long run, yeah, Lot went too. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Lot wasn't much. Lot was pretty pathetic, really. The only reason he had half a chance is because who his uncle was, right?
Most of the leaders today are actually a lot worse than Lot.
Well, Lot, I think, was just a weak, greedy, stupid Whigger. Who essentially came from a good family. I mean, essentially, Abraham, you go ahead and read that essentially Abraham came from the line of the patriarchs of Yahweh. He didn't come from the line of, the evil one. didn't come through Cain's line. What happens is that Yahweh's line, you know, Yahweh's servant nation line has always been of the best here. You know what I mean? Even though he says that we're stiff-necked, he goes ahead and many times, you know, in the psalm says, you know, God, you know, did not choose the mighty of the world. He did not choose the, you know, the great things. He chose the things which are despised, but no fleshly glory. Sons of God, you are called not because of greatness. Those who would glory boast in Christ, not in their own greatness. You understand what I mean? This was a psalm that we used to sing in the Worldwide Church of God. God chose the foolish of the world. He chose the weak and base things. He chose the things which are despised, that no flesh should glory. Sons of God, you are called not because of greatness. Let them who glory boast in Christ, not in their own greatness. And there's a psalm that Dwight Armstrong went ahead and took by that here. Folks, let's understand that we are Yahweh's servant nation. But in many cases, whatever we do, our righteousness is no more than filthy rags. That's what Job had to go ahead and learn the hard way. What happens is that we are given grace because of our race here, because we are the remnant. And many times here, you got to understand, is that your brother or sister. My brother and sister were taught, at least British Israelitism, in Herbert Armstrong's church here. And this January, my brother goes ahead, and all he's learned over 11 years of sitting there in a folding steel chair is that people think we're Jews because we don't eat pork and we keep the Sabbath. And I said, is that all you learned? Is that all you learned from the 11 years you sat for 2.5 hours every Saturday? And two double sermons here on the feast days. Well, even though Atonement ain't much of a feast day, in fact, it's a sort of a fast day. But anyway, and he hadn't learned anything from it. He hadn't learned anything at all from religious instruction here. So, folks, we've got to understand is that we're a remnant within Yahweh's servant nation. Aren't we? Aren't we, Logan? Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
We're a remnant within Yahweh's servant nation here. So when we go ahead and we look at what's going on...
The remnant's not going to be big. I mean, that's what we have to realize. The white race is being destroyed, but the remnant is a very small portion of pure white race left. Because I'm telling you, Martin, most of the wickers out here, I don't care how bad it gets, most of them are not going to repent and change.
No, they're not going to go ahead and repent and change. Anyway, Joe Pennsylvania, the sin of Lot's wife was that essentially when it came down to it, she worshipped her old life in Sodom far more than she worshipped the future, far more than she worshipped Yahweh, far more than she was obedient to Yahweh. I'm not sure whether or not she was told explicitly not to go ahead and look back, but when she did, she got turned into a pillar of salt. Yahweh was not going to go ahead and waste any more time on her. Now, maybe if she hadn't been turned into a pillar of salt, she could have gone ahead and essentially talked her daughters out of getting daddy drunk and screwing him and giving birth to two little worthless bastards named Moab and Ammon, who eventually were to be treated just like Canaanites and not allowed into the house of Israel, even though they were related to the Israelites. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take about a 2-minute break. And we'll be back I'm going to go ahead and say the chat. We'll be back in a few minutes. Logan, you stay on the line, okay?
Okay, come back in a minute. I'm going to go take a water break.
All right. All right. Hail victory, folks.
the stonemason does all the work. The barber can give you a haircut. The carpenter can take you out to lunch now, but I just want to play on my panpipe. I just want to drink me some wine. As soon as you're born, you start dying, so you might as well have a good time. Oh no, sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell. Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell.
Things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death on a word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your seat, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. You draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life.
Hold that thought, Logan. All right, folks, we're back for another segment. Essentially, I was going ahead talking. We're talking about the Jupes here, the wonderful Jupes of Zog. And essentially, I was telling Logan that ever since World War II, where we went ahead and destroyed Nazi Germany, you know, from essentially doing what well, 1492, Spain did to the Jews, i.e. run them out from among them. And Edward the First did in 1290 in England, running the Jews out here. We went ahead and destroyed the National Socialist Germany for doing the same thing that, you know, Ferdinand and Isabella did in order to go ahead and make their kingdom more secure. And the same thing that Edward the First did in order to go ahead and secure his own kingdom from the ravage of these parasitic spawn of Satan, i.e. kicked the Jews out. And essentially, we went ahead and destroyed Nazi Germany. And since we went ahead and committed that crime, we've gone ahead and lost every single war that we've gone in so far here. Pastor John Britt was saying, well, the Nazis did about everything they could do here. And I said, well, it wasn't Yahweh's will that the Germans should win. It was Yahweh's will that the Jews should win, and he should go ahead and destroy the Uyghur. Destroy the Uyghur nation, you know, as a people, and as a government, and as a social order. The Jew has been gone ahead and been allowed to run wild. See, under dual seed line Christian identity, we believe the Jews are the spawn of Satan. And therefore, they are in power. And they are to go ahead and destroy, essentially, the white people, you know, Yahweh's servant nation. And essentially, the vast majority of the Uyghurs will go ahead and allow it. And Christian identity is about a remnant. So when you go ahead and you have someone like Linda or Nellie Babs or whatever, I mean, you know, I'm not surprised at what these people do, because essentially I didn't expect very much from them, you know, beforehand here. To be honest with you, I didn't know, you know, Judy Nips, and essentially I've been, Russ has been sending me some of this Ephraim horse, you know, scepter horse shit here from this Charles Vaught or something like that. Is he, you say he's a Jew or
yeah,
something?
Well, Charles Scott Vaught was a friend of Dan Raber's and Buddy Johnson's, and I got his phone number, and I called him up, and he denied identity, and he basically, he started bashing, he bashes Germany, he bashes Judah,
yeah.
He says all of Judah's mongrels, and basically, I tried to discuss the Bible with him, and he kept on running from my argument. And I've never seen a picture of him, but he denied the truth when I quoted scripture, and I talked to him twice on the phone. He was shacking up with some redneck or Cherokee on the Cherokee Reservation out in Oklahoma, and he claimed to be a mongrel himself. He claimed to be Cherokee himself. Okay, he used to be part of Buddy's church. So the thing is that Scott Vaught was friends with that rabbi. This guy was a rabbi up in Indiana, and he was supposed to be the world expert on Paleo Hebrew. Buddy Johnson had him come down there and speak. He told Buddy's church that he was just like Brother Nathaniel Kavner. He grew up in the synagogues, but then he converted and he was messianic for Jesus and everything.
Yeah,
now,
whatever.
I think Buddy taught the identity message. And he got scared, but he told everybody he was a Jew. And Buddy goes, no, he just thinks he's a Jew. Well, I saw a picture of him, and he was a Jew. But this Scott Vaught, I've never seen a picture of.
Well, he was coming up to where, you know, this Ephraim Hort shit is that Jerusalem was Jebus here. It wasn't the holy city, you know, up until the time that David conquered it. And it goes ahead and mentions in the Bible, you know, that essentially the same thing is that, yes, Salem at one time was, you know, was pretty well, and they're trying to say that Shechem, it was the holy city, not Jerusalem. And, you know, I mean, come on, you're just pretty well just, you know, just pissing up a rope as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I mean, I don't worry about people who are trying to go ahead and add some new crap to so-called Christian identity.
Scott Vaught admitted to me that he was a mongrel, and then basically admitted he wasn't two seed line identity. And Judy Nips basically is not. I don't know why Russ Walker hangs out with all these people. I've told Russ, but he don't believe me. Now, everybody that saw Scott Vaught, that has seen him, everybody like out in Missouri that's seen him, they said he was a Jew.
Okay.
But he told me he was a Cherokee Mongol. So he's a Mongol anyway. And but yeah, I talked to him twice on the phone, and I told Russell that he's crazier than hell. But Russell's a little naive. Baby Huey, and he's not going to listen. So that's fine. Well, I'll let Russell figure it out on his own.
Okay. Folks, what happens is that I didn't pick up the cell phone. I had it on the computer table, and I went ahead and picked it up and put it next to the house phone and the MP3 player. So, hey, that was my fault about the audio. Okay. Pretty well, we were talking about Watt's wife here. Folks, the entire thing, if you go ahead and look in Christian Identity, essentially it has been Satan and Satan's children against Yahweh and the sons of true men from Adam. And in some ways, Adam was a wigger. He went ahead and, let his old woman go ahead and be diddled by Satan. She gave birth to a first Jew here. And you end up having Ham and Canaan being a bunch of wiggers. Well, not Canaan wasn't a wigger, he was a Jew boy. You end up having a bunch of people who go ahead and do stupid crap here. But yet, because they sin doesn't make them any less, white. It just simply makes them into a bunch of sinning wiggers. And in the case of what happened in World War II, it was Yahweh's plan that this time of trouble and tribulation should become more and more intense to where essentially it's going to be the Great Tribulation, which goes ahead and ushers in the second return of Christ. Folks, Eli James and Finkelschini and Clifton Emmaheiser essentially are papist preterists. They want to go ahead and believe the Roman Catholic Church, the Baal cult of Sibylle on earth, dreamed up by Nimrod and Semiramis and then carried through by the Hittites, a.k.a. old Jews, who had their own empire. And, the old Hittite empire pretty well ended about 1200 B.C., about the time you had the fall of Troy and the end of the start of the Greek Dark Ages. You had the Dark Age for 400 years till about 800 B.C., and essentially you had Ramses II go ahead and living, in what, 1289 to what, 1212 or so? By this time, the old Hittite Empire has been, pretty well decaying and falling apart, and so is Egypt. And folks, you've had this resurrection that everywhere there's a white country, you have Jews coming in and taking over and supplanting with evil wiggers who are greedy and stupid, who think that they have a right to rule over that with these wonderful Jews.
Well, in fact, now it's not just nations. They control the whole world. They control the money system. Now the only thing left is to kill off 95% of the world, 90% of the world population, and then mongrelize the rest and microchip them and make them good little slaves for the Jew devil, the fallen angels, and Satan.
Well, that's pretty well what the Jew does here. He's Satan's child here. Satan has, ever since he rebelled, when he learned that Yahweh had a plan of where Yahweh, I'm your first of the archangels. I'm your finest creation, and you're gonna go ahead and replace me with these mortal creatures who you're gonna make into gods.
Yeah, but
and he went ahead. Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. Satan, Lucifer rebelled and he became Satan, the adversary. And essentially, the Jews are Satan's children. And now, what we're doing is that every Jew goes ahead and he does what Satan commands him to do. Every Jew actually does believe that essentially he's better than every wigger. He's Satan's child. And what he wants to do, if he wants to go ahead and destroy Yahweh's servant nation. But on the other hand, he's a creature who wants to go ahead and live. He wants to go ahead and live at the top. So essentially a Jew views the white man as both a dangerous animal who will kill him and as a cow who will go ahead and, you know, produce for him. And yes, Russ, that, or I'm not Russ, but Logan, that's exactly what the, you know, the Jews want to do. They want to go ahead and destroy 90% of the population here, the world population. And John Britt was telling me that the Illuminati want to go ahead and destroy 90% of the population. And I said, well,
outside of Atlanta, Georgia, they have the Georgia Guidestones. They admit that.
Okay. But, you know, like I told John Britt, I said, well, isn't that what Yahweh wants as well? Doesn't Yahweh want, essentially, to harvest both the tares and bring in the wheat? Doesn't he want to go ahead and say there's going to be a great tribulation such as never was and never shall be again? And unless Jesus Christ returned, there should no flesh be saved? Isn't Christian identity essentially about understanding the world that we live in, understanding that it's dominated by the spawn of Satan, the Jews, and essentially, you know, allowed to by race traitor Whiggers? I mean, folks, when you go ahead and you understand what has been before, you understand what has been, what is happening now, and you can read your Bible and see from what is happening now a glimmer of what is going on in the future. And what there's going to be is there's going to indeed be a great tribulation that's getting closer and closer and closer every single day. And you can see, just like when Elijah had gone ahead and brought down fire from heaven, Yahweh's fire from heaven, and then went ahead and slaughtered the 400 some Baal priests of Jezebel, you can go ahead and see it's no longer a hand-shaped cloud. You can go ahead and see that it's a cloud which is filling the entire horizon, and it's about to rain. Correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And so as a result, you go ahead and you understand that generally the movement isn't going to go ahead and save you. These leaders are not going to go ahead and save you. It's up to you to go ahead and beg Yahweh to go ahead and save you, just like I begged and pleaded for Yahweh to let me live, to let me be free, to let me go ahead and be turned loose so I could go ahead and help the Great Tribulation destroy all these evil Whiggers and Mamzers and Jews here. I mean, it is up to Yahweh. It's Yahweh. You have to ask Yahweh. You have to beg Yahweh that be his will that you and your family, the ones that are worth carrying with you, survive, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, anyway, so pretty well what this show is that every so often I go ahead and include some religious instruction. But, you know, I talk about what is going on in the movement here. And so, as a result, we end up having people...
Hey, this Pastor Bell was talking shit about Sean Deanies or Donnies or...
Yeah, that was my poor retarded son-in-law here. What happens, Mumps Nuts don't know anything about it. He goes ahead and reads what I go ahead and put up. Because essentially Zog doesn't want to go ahead and admit. I mean, when they had to dismiss the charges on February 27th, essentially they flushed down the entire case record off CaseNet. You know what I mean? Essentially, they don't want to go ahead and admit that they deserve to die, that they and their families deserve to die. So what happens is that old liar Bill Mumpsnest the Clueless is going ahead and looking on my webpage for what I put up there, and he goes ahead and he lies about it here. You know, that's why you don't really want to allow Mumps Nuts or Mumps Nut into your house, because essentially what it'll do is it'll go ahead and look, and because it's such a vicious, twisted, evil, you know, retard, it'll go ahead and say a lot of stuff about you. You know what I mean?
Well, basically, Mumps Nut got you to ordain him as a minister, then he turned on you.
Well, I think he intended to turn on me. I mean, essentially begged and begged and begged and begged and begged. And essentially, you know, I mean, for whatever reason, it wanted a credential from me. You know what I mean? And essentially, well, see, you...
Yeah.
Well, see what he is. He's just an idiotic criminal here who essentially is just none more than a petty, criminal. I mean, the character is not exactly retarded. What he has is very low normal IQ. I'd say about the lower mid 80s. I mean, it's not a complete retard, but essentially it's not very smart. It's just simply a criminal that goes ahead and gets caught and then pleads guilty. And if you go, I screwed up. I mean, but it wouldn't go ahead and send me a scanned copy of his driver's license so I could go ahead and do some checking on it. It came down here, and I thought it was smarter than what it actually was. Once it got there here, I mean, the character was just dumb. So it just sat like a lump. It just sat like a lump on a chair in the front room. And here I was trying to go ahead and, come up with with an ordination here. I mean, it had a blog to where it essentially plagiarized Bertrand Comparé, and then later on, I found out they didn't understand the difference between E-Ray Capt and Bertrand Comparé. It's a wannabe. It wants to be in Christian Identity, and essentially it hangs around the Klan, and if you look at Klan of Mamsers, you went ahead and see exactly what old Mumps Nuts is. It's just a retard. He goes ahead and sits and just sort of listens, and then goes ahead and tells lies. First couple times it knows it's lying, but, after that it just tells the same old stupid lies here. And it's, pretty well, Gillette figured it out here and kicked it upstairs and kicked it out. Billy Roper figured out what it was and kicked it out. I mean, it's just simply, or eased it out. They didn't really kick it out because they didn't want it doing to them what it did to me, but essentially what it is, it's just a low IQ, evil, stupid, weak creature here that's just a criminal who essentially is, I think, snitching in order to go ahead and, get kept from, being charged with sexual assault upon his relative, younger female relatives. I mean, it's not a ladies' man. I mean, it's short and fat and stupid, and, I mean, it's just a retarded nincompoop here. You know what I mean? And that's all it is. So, you don't really worry about here. I mean, for the last month or so, this one character called Intrepid, who I used to call Gelded here, it went ahead and went whining to this Kane character, who's a quarter Jew boy, went ahead and whining here about, how it didn't like what was being printed about, how it wasn't the real Steve Brower and all this, but didn't dare send a letter to me because I'd have gone ahead and said, okay, go ahead and show me your IP number, go ahead and give me your street address, we'll go ahead and do this by the book. Because essentially it was Engelded. Engelded was Stephen Brower. And essentially the reason it's gone ahead and run off is because it had a band here. And the band had a nigger and a porter, a couple spicks in it. And essentially what happens is I think they went ahead and did a Google, search of it, said, seen that Stephen Brower, Engelded, why are you playing Nazi here? I thought you liked those niggers and beaters. And essentially, it went ahead and asked Kane to go ahead and take his picture and his name down, because, Kane is a Jew boy, but he's not a really mean, vicious, part Jew boy. And essentially, Kane went ahead and did it, but knew better than go ahead and even ask me, because essentially, if it was pulling my dick or trying to, I'd have fucked it up here. Same reason Obagenderbender's coming up this crap about international Skype calls costing money. Folks, I imagine TalkShoe is probably over in Australia, but it didn't keep it from going ahead and yakking with Visser for 2.5 hours, you know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it didn't stop Visser one bit here from talking. And essentially what happens is that Skype calls cost money if you're going ahead and calling a phone. It don't really cost money if you're going ahead and using, VoIP between computers. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sort of like this shit about, 2 months ago when this Mary Jane, You know, old Whigger from Australia wanted to go ahead and talk to somebody who understood something about Christian identity. Obagender Bender didn't want to go ahead and talk to it. You know what I mean? It pretended that it was a Zogbot or something. You know what I mean? Same way with it pretending that R.D. Bradshaw and Russ Walker are the same people here. Even though it's able to go ahead and look at IP numbers here, and essentially, you know, Obagender Bender is a cunning Jew mamzer who goes ahead and, you know, pulls all this crap here. You know what I mean? Little Mumps Nuts, he's coming up with some more horse shit here about, about all this sort of thing here. What happens is that Mumps Nuts is just a mean, you know, evil retard here, and from what I gather, Mumps Nuts hasn't posted too much on the Mamzer Barrel anymore, because essentially, you know, I don't even bother to show up anymore. I got more rights, you know, over on the Mamzer Barrel as just a guest than I do as Pastor Winstead. So, essentially, I don't even bother going over to the Mamzer Barrel anymore. You understand what I mean? There's no point to it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, pretty well the Mamzer Barrel has become sort of a neutral place here, because essentially it's just Mamzers who want to pretend to be white, and I'm no longer over there agitating them. Mumps Nuts, essentially I think has been told, well, why are you bothering with Winstead? Are you stalking Winstead? Mumps Nuts just go ahead and, I'm no longer going to stalk Paul Barty, because what happens is he lives off this shit, he just lives on the internet. And here's Mumps Nut, you know, here tonight here, going ahead and coming up with the stupid crap about I'm a child molester, and how I went ahead and stewed, you know, his spaghetti in my own urine, and the goofy bastard went ahead and ate it, and, you know, I decided to go ahead and let Mumps Nut have his way here. I mean, I went ahead and pulled the seven golly on Mumps Nut. I said, Mumps Nut, Mumps Nut. We'll go ahead and use the safe word, scrumptilicious, or farfanugan.
You know, here's my point. Okay, all these perverts come in here, all they do is talk filth and trash. They
yeah.
look like Jews or mongrels. If they are so-called white men, how come they aren't talking about Yahweh? How come they aren't talking about Yahweh's scripture? How come they aren't talking about something that's intelligent? I mean, if all these people... the majority, a good chunk of them are mongrels and Jews anyway, or they wouldn't act the way they're doing.
Well, they have a chance to act white, but, you know, pretty well the reason nobody didn't want to go ahead and talk to this 65-year-old white woman who wanted to know something about Christian identity in Australia is essentially we got, you know, this woman, I mean, she was a female, a genetic female, and Obi is, you know, I don't know, you know, I'm not sure if Obagender Bender has gone ahead and become a tranny or not here, but in any case, what happens is that it didn't want to go ahead and show its actual name, didn't show its actual face, show anything here. Jeremy Visser, I mean, Visser is just like a criminal. He goes ahead and he has a whole awful lot of, impulse at one time here. He'll go ahead and do a whole bunch of stuff, and then essentially he'll figure out that, you know, shit, everybody knows I'm a mamzer, everybody knows I'm a mongrel, and it's just like over on Obagender, or, you know, Jeremy Visser's forum. I mean, heck, nobody's posted anything on it for what? 12 or 13 days. You know what I mean?
Is Visser friends with Pastor Bill? Are they all good?
Oh, yeah. Well, what happens is old Mumps Nut and, Visser went ahead and did a talk show. Oh, in December 2010, after Visser went ahead and had revealed he was a mamzer in order to get out of stalking charge. Oh, Mumps Nut knows that Visser is a mamzer. It don't really matter to him here. What happens, I took this, you know, thing where... I know I'm weak, I made a mistake, I asked Yahweh not to go ahead and do it anymore, and I go ahead and play that. You know, have you ever heard, you know, the Kuntang is so much better when the nigger is crying here?
Yeah.
Well, that's Mumps Nut in the middle here. I mean, Mumps Nut occasionally has moments of clarity where he realizes he's a fucktard here, you know what I mean? But, you know, most of the time, it's just projection with Mumps Nut. It just sits like a tard. I mean, people know what it looks like here. Hmm? they can go ahead. I mean,
that karaoke where, Moses likes to speak in the very beginning, saying, you know, I messed up, and then all of a sudden it's got you singing about the coon thing is so much better when the nickel is crushed.
Yeah. See, that's what it is here. I say, liar, bell, the clues. You've been talking shit about me. What do you have to say for yourself? Oh, I'm weak. I made a mistake, and I won't do it no more. Well, Wyatt Bell, why don't you go ahead and sing your theme song? Deep, 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 deep. Oh, the coon tang is so much better when the niglet is crying. Deep, 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 deep. You gotta understand is that, you know, Wyatt Bell or Mumps Nut is essentially a rather low rent Dave Hall. Dave Hall was actually probably about 15 IQ points smarter. It got into Ray Redfern's church. And then what happens is that Ray Redfern, you know, he got sort of embarrassed by it, but essentially, see, Ray Redfern was in jail a lot as a convicted felon for having a gun here, but they're trying to go ahead and put him away for 20, 30 years here, rather than probably, if they'd been smart, just go ahead and just putting him in prison for using or distributing cocaine or having a gun as a felon or whatever. I mean, if they just simply gone ahead and just given them a number of prison terms, they probably wouldn't have had much trouble. But they were looking for the big take, and essentially Ray Redfern essentially knew the system better than most lawyers do, and essentially they never did catch him here. So I think what happens is that, you know, he had this rebellion against Butler. He went back. Butler went ahead and made him a successor, and then he died in November of 2003, you know, about, what, 11 months before Butler died in September of 2004. And he was 54, and he just died of a heart attack. So there's a lot of people, you know, they knew Ray Redfern liked using lots of cocaine, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, sort of believe that he went ahead and died of a heart attack, you know, from cocaine here. I mean, you get some really good cocaine or something here, he just had a big old massive heart, you know, coronary from taking too much cocaine at one time here, and, you know, that's what killed him. You know what I mean? And I sort of found out that by going ahead and actually looking in the Secretary of State of Ohio's record here. I mean, you have old Mumps Nut. The nitwit claims that this nut in Fulton, who used to be in Fulton, is the director of my church here. Well, Mumps Nut, just like anybody else, can go to the Missouri Secretary of State webpage and find out exactly who are on my board of directors. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, you know, pretty well what I've done is that, pretty well I went ahead and spent $20 on June 12th, and essentially my church is up and going for another 2 years. You know what I mean? Church of Jesus Christ Christian Area Nations of Missouri essentially is a corporation in good standing until August 31st, 2014. Okay? So,
hey, listen, to have an organization, Jesus Christ Christian Area Nations of Missouri, so do you have to pay like a license or fee every year to keep that?
Well, no. What happens is Ohio was better. I mean, I went ahead and found out Church of the Sons of Yahweh, essentially $25 to go ahead and set it up. And, you know, just like in Missouri, you're supposed to have three people for your board of directors. Well, Ray Redfern didn't bother. He only just went ahead and chose himself here as the sole director, you know, as the sole director here.
Okay, so Ray Redfern started that in Ohio.
Yeah, around Dayton here. Essentially lived around Dayton here. So did Morris Gillette here.
That's where Clifton Emenhauser's from, is Ohio. Clifton.
Well, he's from Findlay, Ohio. That's northern Ohio. Dayton is on... Dayton is on I-70. What happens is that... you know, pretty well everything comes in because, Ohio is, you know, just south of Lake Erie. And essentially he lives in Findlay here, and I used to drive a truck. I was in Findlay a couple times at the Whirlpool plant here. You know what I mean? They used to have a Whirlpool plant, and its headquarters, main manufacturing headquarters was in Clyde, Ohio. but they have some in Sandusky, Ohio. They have one in Findlay, Ohio. I mean, you know, it's sort of like Amana. It used to be a Quaker outfit here. You've heard of Amana, you know, and they used to, you know, they have it in Amana, Iowa. You know, that's where Amana come from here. You know, the radar range and all this. You know, so pretty well Amana, I think, is closed down or send it off to, you know, I mean, Whirlpool set off most
of. I think it went to Whirlpool, but one of those Maytag or one of those dishwasher plants was in Ohio. But they've shipped a lot of that shit to China and to Mexico and overseas and everything. Mm-hmm. And pretty much Ohio's a shithole state. All the truck drivers tell me of all the states to go in, if you go 1 mile over the speed limit, it's 55 the whole state, 55 miles.
Yeah, they make it 55. I mean, they make it 55 just to go ahead and fuck with truckers. You know what I mean? You know, pretty well. You know, pretty well. You know. So anyway, I'm going ahead and looking. Anyway, somebody's going ahead and making fun of old Mumpsnut here. I mean, it looks like Mumpsnut went ahead and left here. Pretty well, thanks, Dogbuster, making fun of old Mumpsnut. But, he's a fat retard here. He'll be back. Anyway, you know, he comes in, he leaves, you know, so. Anyway, you have all sorts of critters in this wonderful movement of ours, and Liar Bill is one of them here. So, yeah, he goes ahead and he's going ahead and, you know, coming up with this crap here. Sean Dias Chomo. See what happens, Sean.
I think that's the best song you ever did with the Goon Tug. I think that's one of the best songs.
Well, it's one of the funniest ones here. I mean, I thought the funniest one was when I make fun of April Gady. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard of that one here. You know, look at me, I'm April Gady, horny as a skank can be. And, Axis Sally. You know, she used to sort of deny being Corina Burt here, but essentially she's sort of claiming, you know, sort of like she's, you know, she went ahead and had a picture of her looking like Corina Burt in her last blog. She goes ahead and talks about Christian Identity Tards here when she used to live around Kalispell. Well, from what I gather, old Carl Garst can be a little bit intense here, but, you know, he's not nearly as idiotic as Steve Elder, Command Dork McFag, who's essentially a Pictish Jew boy with Crohn's Ascades, who essentially is looking for more than one wife or something like that here. But what happens?
Yeah.
April's a real ass clown, a real bitch, and Corn Cob sort of, you know, pretty it was a lot more goofier than Carl Garst here, you know. So essentially, she was bitching because this guy said, "Well, you can be whatever you want to be." Well, ain't that true? I guess you can, you know. I mean, that's true on some level here. That's true on some level. I mean, you know, folks. I mean, I'm not going to be a, I mean, it's not true you can be anything you want to be. I mean, with my bad hip, I'm not likely to be a winner in the 100-yard sprint here, you know what I mean? Ain't going to happen, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but on the other hand, why, you got to have realistic goals for yourself, but on the other hand, there's no need to go ahead and say, I can't do this. And essentially, I think it was probably Carl Garst saying, well, you can be anything you want to be. And, you know, Corina Burt is going ahead and saying, what a retard here. Well, maybe Carl was trying to be polite to you. Maybe Carl was trying to go ahead and tell you to look up here. I mean, what happens is that if Axis Sally is Corina Burt here, why, you know, here you are going ahead and pumping up a whole bunch of muscles here, and there's room, you know, I mean, if you are Corina Burt, why, essentially, you used to go ahead and, you know, star in porn videos here, and, you know, I mean, I'm inclined to say is that people can change if they want to, you know what I mean? If they want to.
Yeah.
You know, so, and to be...
Some of these people ends up being, they cut a deal with Zob and they become snitches like David Hall or some of these other people. I'm not saying Corina Burke is,
But I don't trust anybody anymore, Mark. I mean, I don't trust anybody right away. I don't.
Well, why should you?
I'm sorry. I mean,
why should you go ahead for somebody you don't really know, for somebody you don't have a track record with, somebody who...
I get people's chances, but I'm not going to trust anybody 100%, and I'm just assuming the majority of the wenders are going to stay wenders, and once I try to help them or tell them the truth, I mean, I'm not, basically, I'll tell you what, I don't need to win a popularity contest. I don't need to love mammon and love the world and be friends with the world and have a lot of money and a lot of power and sell my soul to Satan and the Jews and his kids, because the thing is, that's the only way you're going to get ahead, because Satan and his kids, and most of these winners hate our guts. Most of these winners hate me and you. They don't like what the truth we stand for.
No, they essentially, I think Quakers want to die. This Greg Johnson was essentially, talking about how, he didn't say it like this here. I mean, but essentially, would horseshit about the Holocaust here mean anything if you didn't have stupid Quakers believing this shit? I mean, the Jews in the Talmud tell big old whoppers about how the Romans went ahead and killed 14 million little children, little Jew children in this town. They killed 6 million Jews. The Romans killed 6 million Jews and 14 million little children in this one town. I mean, by this time, do you think the Romans, went ahead and really gave a shit what the Jews were saying? The answer is no. The Jews tried to, after World War I, claim the Germans had gone ahead and killed 6 million Jews and turned them to soap and lampshades and all this other sort of shit. It was the same sort of thing about, the evil Huns who went ahead and, tossed Belgian babies up in the air and put them on their bayonets, which was a lie. It was just wartime propaganda here. Essentially the Germans got tired. Adolf Hitler said is that essentially the Jews went ahead and stabbed, the Kaiser's Germany in the back in order to go ahead and get a place in Palestine so they could go ahead and go back to Palestine, called the Balfour Declaration. But the problem was
Hitler the Germans. They didn't know the identity. They thought they were Catholic or
Well, Hitler was a sort of nominal Catholic.
But they did know that the Jews were evil. They just
essentially they blamed, quite rightly, is that the Kaiser's Germany should have won World War One here, and would have won World War One essentially if the Jews, the British Empire and the American Jew banksters hadn't gone ahead and brought America into the war to go ahead and, defeat the Kaiser's Germany here. They came close to winning, and they blamed the Jews for essentially cutting a deal with the British so that they could go ahead and have a Zionist homeland in Palestine. And they blamed the Jews correctly here for that. The thing about it is, though, is that the British didn't really own Palestine. The Turks did. The Turks sided with Germany in the First World War. So
not only the Turks, not only the Turks, but the Japanese were on Germany's side.
No, the Japanese,
almost all.
No, the Japanese were on
Muslims, and the whole country of India. India's got 1 billion people. They got swastikas all over India, and they loved Hitler.
Well, God, the deal was is that India would be free if they went ahead and sided against Germany. What happens, the Japanese went ahead and did fairly well, because essentially they were on the Allies' side. The Italians got screwed over, when they went ahead and fought on the Allied side as well here against Germany. So the Japanese, they got some of Germany's.
World War One
here. Essentially, the Japanese were on the Allied side in World War One. But they didn't get as much as they wanted. You know what I mean? So,
well, see, the Freemasons decided after World War One that they would totally destroy Germany. And then Hitler, the National Socialist, said, to hell with this shit. We're, you know, the white race is being destroyed, and we're going to kick the damn Jews out. We're not going for all this communism. And basically, it was France and Great Britain, you know, because all they did, they just wanted to take the part of Poland that had German-speaking people, that had Germans. They didn't want all of Poland. They only wanted the part of the Danzig corridor and everything. They only wanted the part of Poland that was really Germanic anyway. It was theirs before World War One anyway. And France and Britain basically declared war on Germany. And the only reason that Germany declared war on America was that they had an agreement with Italy and Japan. That if anybody attacked them, they would all three be together. Well, it was Roosevelt, the Jew, that kept on screwing with Japan and all their damn island colonies.
Okay.
They kept on screwing, and so Japan had no choice but to attack them. Okay, and that's the only reason. So basically, the Jews engineered all that, like they do everything else.
Okay. Anyway, Logan, let me see. I've been yakking for, 41 minutes? Do you mind if we go ahead and take another break? And essentially we'll come...
I tell you what, I'm getting kind of tired.
Okay.
I'm calling tonight, but tomorrow I've got a show at 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
7 o'clock Central. What's the show going to be about tomorrow? Anything or what? In particular?
We could talk about some conspiracies. We were talking about all the suicides in the military and what Zog has coming up and the election, and if there's going to be an October surprise coming up, and it's supposedly...
We could talk about when Eli James became a Jew here. I sort of think it was about 65 years ago.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I think it happened about 65 years ago when the critter was spawned here, but, you know, I mean, I think it occurred. I don't think Eli James became a Jew just because I figured out he was a Jew. I don't think Eli James became a Jew when Finkelstein decided he had enough of Eli and wanted to go ahead and he backstabbed old Eli. You know, in February 2011. I don't think he became a Jew when Skip Baker, you know, got all mad at him for whatever reason. Why do you think old Skip Baker turned on old Eli anyway for?
I talked to Skip Baker, but I think it's so funny how Wickstrom, all of a sudden when Skip Baker turned on Eli James, all of a sudden Wickstrom sent there by email proof that Eli James is a Jew rabbi, you know? I mean,
well, this picture, I mean, there was not a single picture of Eli James. You know, this Skip Baker didn't come up with a single new picture of Eli James, did he? Not a single picture. What happens, one of the things about, wouldn't you like to be a supporting man's or two? I mean, that appeared in November of 2010 here. I don't think Skip Baker came up with it. I mean, Skip Baker didn't come up with anything new, any new pictures of Eli James, did he?
The first time I called Skip Baker, I started naming off all these Jews, and he said, I thought they were white people. And we got into an argument, and then Skip Baker was telling about all these people that were after him, and the Jews tried to run him off the road. Now he was going to Washington, D.C., and he was fighting the Jews and everything. I mean, he's really green. He's really new into the... to the message, and I was trying to educate him, and he got mad at me, man. Because he didn't want to hear all these people that he knew and hanging out with were Jews, and I said, fine, I'm just going to let Skip believe whatever he wants to believe.
Yeah, well, Roxy, you know, a lot of times has a red face here, and I don't know, I doctor her quite a bit here for diabetic sores, and she got lots and lots and lots of white skin, you know what I mean? Of course, some of it, you know, sometimes red.
I've seen some pink. I can tell Roxy can blush, and my friend Cindy can. She was blushing tonight. I saw her for dinner, and her face got as red as mine does. And Cindy, my friend, looks a hell of a lot whiter. So does Roxy than Linda does. I've never, the whole time I was Linda, she never blushed.
Well, I don't. I mean, heck. I don't know. I mean,
hey.
Hey, I'll tell you what. She called my mom a whore. At least my mama didn't get knocked up in high school by a Jew. My mom didn't start having kids till she was 30. She had my brother. Okay? She called my mom a whore. Linda got knocked up when she was 15 or 16 by a damn Jew. She went, you know, she was screwing around, hanging out with all the other wicker skank girls, getting drunk and partying with a bunch of Jews. So, I mean, she don't have no room to talk, Martin.
Well, I'm sure she don't here. Anyway, we'll talk about a number of things tomorrow at the Logan Hunter Conspiracy Emporium, Conspiracy Theory Emporium show tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, sounds good, and I'll see you tomorrow night. Praise y'all.
Right? All right. Hail victory. Bye-bye, Logan.
Hail victory.
Okay, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a couple-minute break, and I'll be back for, well, some more. I'll probably go ahead and get back to what I was going to go ahead and talk about. So, essentially, the movement is always a clown show. Essentially, these fractures which are within it are nothing new. So, folks, we'll be back. Hail victory. There was some dork named Hal who thought the Fibbies were his pal. So he went ahead and made a deal to snitch. He thought he threatened judges three, a Jew, he slapped old Hal CP. So Hal's gonna be my dick, swigger bitch. Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands, Zog'll fuck you up. Yeah, Zog'll fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. Long ago, a rat named Glenn ran his comrades over and again. But Zog gave him a bag full of Zog bucks. A little Guido loves diggling fox, pitches tickles and cocksuck. The colostomy bag's name is VNN. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands, Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. I used to know a boss named Visser, a Duke Mescuber Will Pisser, who was going ass to mouth with lion rights. A mum that niggled East Molester, a pisser, pooper, possum, chester. Not a single one of them was very bright. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands, Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. Okay, folks, we're back. I'm going to go ahead and probably only yak for about a half hour and probably what's going to be the last segment of the Movement Turd. Okay, folks, I was looking at the chat here. Yeah, little mumps nuts claiming I'm a liar. Call me Samuelson. You know, and now he only realizes after the fact that I was cooking, I guess, his spaghetti and maybe mine too, in urine. Well, no, folks. Normal people, if they go ahead and see that here, why, would you go ahead, if you've seen somebody cooking something in yellow fluid and you believed it might be urine, would you go ahead and eat it? And the answer is mumps nuts, went ahead and made that up here. Of course, I don't know. I don't think you've seen me go ahead and cook it. I mean, essentially, he was just sitting in this plastic chair in the front room looking like a tard. And folks, my front room's cluttered real bad. You know what I mean? Essentially, we go ahead and we buy stuff on sale when we go out once a week or so. And, what happens is that Roxy went with her Anglo Mestizo niece and her husband to visit the red niggers and to run around and do whatever here. And I went ahead and I gave her my library card to go ahead and pick up the Stephen King book here, 11-22-63. And it's fairly interesting about time travel or something like that, about how this guy goes ahead and tries to go back in time and essentially prevent the Kennedy assassination here. And it's a big old thick book that I can't go ahead and get on my Kindle. Anyway, what happens is that didn't hardly buy anything today, but essentially what we do is that we will buy a bunch of stuff on sale. I mean, I don't have a problem buying, 20 boxes of Hamburger Helper when it's a dollar. I don't have a problem with going ahead and buying 10-pound rolls of hamburger when it's $1.89 or whatever, $1.90, because it's going to go ahead and go up in price. Don't mind going ahead and doing essentially whatever needs to be done. You know, to go ahead and buy stuff when it's on sale. And then go ahead and cooking it up and putting in jars or going ahead and just eating leftovers or doing whatever. So, folks, I mean, that's just the way things are run here. And here is Liar Bill. He goes ahead and he begs and he pleads for me to ordain it. And pretty well the reason I went ahead and ordained it is that I've gone ahead and seen people like Morse Gillette who essentially should not be ordained anything because they do nothing but get people in trouble. And Gillette got himself in trouble. He went ahead and got this Anglo Mestizo in trouble to rob banks for Bolivian nose candy, for cocaine. It wasn't for his church here. You know what I mean? He's yapping about how he did it for his church here. He didn't do it. You don't go ahead and get drunk and plot to rob banks for your church. Folks, what is the church? The church is a congregation of the believers who believe as you do. It's not really even a building, although he's gone ahead and made it so in today's. Essentially what the church is, and that's why I have no problem with going ahead and talking on the internet to people, go ahead and listen to, quote, my church, the people who hear my voice, who go ahead and understand things. And folks, what I've done is whenever I don't know what I'm talking about, I like to think, I go ahead and say, I don't know. You know, Andrus was asking about, what exactly happened in Genesis chapter 9? The answer is we don't know, but if you believe in dual seed line Christianity, you got to believe that the reason Cain was cursed was that he was the son of a Jew boy, not the result of incest between Wiggers, that he was the descendant of Satan. And therefore, his mother was Naamah, who was Tubal Cain's sister, not the Naamah who was Ham's mother and Noah's wife. So, folks, I mean, is Christian identity, in many cases, you should go ahead and have it simple here. The reason you end up having this Judith Nips, if she wants to go ahead and come up, she's a wonderful doctor and Wickstrom's wife and all that, she wants to go ahead and believe this stuff, and she wants to add to this stuff here, like Finkelschini, wants to add to this stuff, that stuff that they create, essentially intellectual and moral idols that they went ahead and fashioned with their own hands and their own brains here, and they want to go ahead and make that into Christian identity. Now, we found out what happened during Aaron's time? When his two oldest sons went ahead and screwed up and let the sacred fire go out, and what they did is, in order to cover up for it, they went ahead and brought in the fire from a campfire, and Yahweh went ahead and killed him right deader than a hammer, and told Aaron, and told Eleazar, the oldest, the third son left, and Phinehas, his son, don't go ahead and mourn. Do not go ahead and mourn. These two these two idiots who went ahead and screwed up. Were they Jews? Answer, no. But they did, went ahead and screwed up. Don't go ahead and mourn. Stupid people do stupid deeds here. Okay? Don't go ahead and believe this stuff, which essentially is stuff you don't need to worry about here. Folks, is there enough to know, if your Christian identity, that you are the chosen seed of Israel's race, that Christ chose you for whatever reason. Whatever reason he chose you, that you are given some simple laws and directives to obey. Most of them which are just simply common sense. And what you should obey here because Yahweh told you to. And there's simple, simple, simple rules here. Essentially, stick with the wife of your youth. Don't go ahead and be trading her in or lusting after other women or another man's wife or something else. Don't be going ahead and looking for more than what Yahweh wants you to have. Don't go ahead and put up big, big, big wealth in this world here, because, like Jesus Christ said, it is easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle loaded with all his pack goods than it is for a rich man to enter paradise. You don't go ahead and make of this world stuff your idol. You don't go ahead and worship yourself here. Essentially, the lot of a Christian identity believer is simply, it's a racial religion. You understand that evil people, be they Uyghurs or be they Jews or whatever, are going to get their comeuppance. That what is coming down the road is going to be rather awful. You don't need to go ahead and listen to Greek screwers here who used to be Jersey City pig lice who went ahead and murdered people. You don't need to believe in the Holocaust. All you need to know is that, oh, the Germans killed some Jews. Not 6 million of them. Probably not even a million of them. Probably not even a half million of them. Probably a couple hundred thousand of them. And that, well, essentially, how many Jews died in the Holocaust? Well, the answer to that is however many, it wasn't near enough. Okay? Not near enough. Do you need to go ahead and get on VNNF and become a TARD? Do you need to get on Sperm Front and be a TARD? Answer, you don't. You don't need to do a lot of things here other than to know what you know, the simple things of life here, the simple directives. That's all you need to know. Things are going to get bad. Don't worry about what happens to evil people, what happens to the children of evil people. Folks, you should be like Russ here. Russ understands enough to know that when this nation burns from stem to stern, that's a good thing. It's Yahweh's judgment. Yahweh is not going to go ahead and flush it down with water like he did during the days of Noah, but rather he's going to allow evil people to destroy themselves and other evil people. He's going to go ahead and allow starving Uyghurs. He's going to allow a number of things here. And your job isn't so much to rejoice. Your job is to get out from under it. And you should be working toward that right now. Lloyd Davis went ahead and called, Davies went ahead and called and asked me about my 10,000 Warlords program. And I pointed out to him is that just like when Rome collapsed, you're going to have Zal collapse. And essentially, you're not going to have one big nation to where you end up having Jews and treasonous Uyghurs at the top going ahead and stealing like crazy from all the stupid Uyghurs that remain here and going ahead and advancing the cause of the niggers and the Uyghurs here. Folks, you go ahead and hear this crap about tolerance and about how we need to go ahead and be worshipful to Muslims and ragheads and all these other critters. And the answer is that's stupid. These creatures have the rest of the world to live in. These creatures have pretty well everything, and now they're trying to go ahead and come and take it away from the Uyghurs. There's nothing much left anymore. So what to do? Understand that you cannot go ahead and keep anything that's not in your physical possession here. What happens? I was going ahead and looking about MF Global and this thieving politician piece of shit John Corzone here. Well, he's not going to be charged criminally. don't really matter. You go ahead and you leave something with investment. Essentially, they're going to go ahead and allow thieves to go ahead and steal it. The rich and powerful get to do whatever the fuck they want to. And their whole plan is to go ahead and increase the taxes upon you as they inflate the money supply to where you can't afford to go ahead and keep more than the bare minimum to support yourself and your family. So essentially, things are going to go ahead and get very, very, very bad, and the only salvation for the white nation is to go ahead and destroy the Whiggers who go ahead and are fine with this, who are Jake with this, who like this sort of thing, who like thinking that they're so wonderful here because, well, it's okay. I was listening to Gretchen Librarian go ahead and talk about some Whigger who went ahead and fought against the Northwest Republic, and he has a granddaughter who's white, and she is going across the border into the Northwest Imperative and screw in this guy's grandson who he used to fight against during the Northwest War for Independence. And since this Whigger was saying, well, what happens is that they should have lost and the white race should have died. White race should have gone ahead and died out here to where I would have been the very last degeneration of Whiggers, and you would have been, if you existed at all, would have been the color of shit or coffee or whatever. And folks, it's so much moral for Whiggers to go ahead and die. Folks, this is what Jews go ahead and say. They're saying, die. 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 And Whiggers are saying, yes, master, we want to die. We want to go ahead, essentially, and be replaced here. We want Satan to win. We want Satan's children to win. We want to go ahead, essentially, and go along with Satan's plan to when Jesus Christ is due to return. There are no white people. There are no of the servant line left here from Adam. They want us to go ahead and lay down and die. Well, folks, this show is against doing any such thing. We're against doing any such thing here. All together. Why in the world should we go ahead and disobey Yahweh? Why in the world should something like that occur? And the answer is, well, now if you're obedient, Obagender Bender comes in and essentially says is that evil people should live and that we should die. That the children of Whiggers, who are pigs and regime criminals, should live and that we should die. It goes ahead, hides its snout, hides its tail, but it's not able to. Why in the world? Why in the world should we go ahead and, folks, don't struggle against the flow. Essentially, but I'm not talking about embrace it. I'm talking about get out from under it as best you can. Folks, I had some years where things were grim. Where essentially I would hear lies and rumors about another grandchild claiming that I molested it, even though it never happened. And now the time is that essentially here's Romney and Ryan and essentially all these other worthless cocksuckers going ahead and claiming, well, I'm going to release any more records, but I'm not going to release any more. Well, Romney will release more records. And it looks like he's going to lose if he don't. Romney will do anything to get elected, but he's there not to get elected, he's there to lose, to Obago. Essentially, what boils down to is that this proposition nation that we become, not of white people, but a proposition nation here to where essentially the light of Satan here, Satan's pets, go ahead and get to tell us that we need to go ahead and die to make room for the muds and the niggers and the Jews and the shit-colored offspring of race traitors. and that we will be so much better. The world will be such a peaceful place. Well, no, it's not a peaceful place in places like Afghanistan or Somalia. It's not a peaceful place, increasingly, in the Zogland. You end up having nuts going ahead. You know, I mean, what was the last year? A faggot nut who went ahead and shot up or tried to shoot up this family research council here who was all pissed off about what the president of Chick-fil-A went ahead and said about against gay marriage here. We don't have a white supremacist nut. We have a faggot nut, from what I gather. Going ahead and shooting up stuff here. Well, folks, you're going to have more and more and more examples of this shit. So what to do? What to do? And the answer is in this bowel movement of ours. What you should do is you should go ahead and lay low. You should go ahead, and what I've talked about in the 10,000 Warlords program is if you want to be around when Jesus Christ comes, and I'm not saying that you can't go ahead and maintain a high profile or anything like that, but folks, it'll be a whole lot easier if you maintain a low profile. Now, I didn't maintain a rather low profile, and pretty well my grandchildren were stolen here. Maybe they've been turned into wiggers by now. I don't know. They've gone through the belly of the beast. Maybe they're nothing more than belly of the beast shit by now. Maybe they're a bunch of little wiggers. I mean, it would really ruin my heart. My little Helen here was running around wanting to marry a beaner or an Anglo mestizo or a nigger. It really would hurt me. It really would hurt me a lot. And the thing about it is, if I found out about something like that, I'd have to go ahead and disown her. It wasn't hard to tell Emily that I'd disown her. She went ahead and screwed a nigger or a beaner or whatever and essentially squeezed out a mongrel. Because I didn't really much care for Emily. It was easy to go ahead and say such things. Don't you dare, because essentially the result is, you're a skank and you're a slut here, but whatever you squeeze out here, I'll love it as long as it's white. But I will not love it if it's a mongrel. Now, essentially, Emily didn't have no choice, but I guess, as I said before here, well, Emily, you're a skank and a whore. Go ahead and screw, but don't screw niggers. Don't screw beaners. I mean, essentially, you can go ahead and screw the rest of the population. And to be honest with you, my first son-in-law, Sean Dynas, I like the best here. He was a retard. I mean, hell, he was, a higher-functioning retard. I'd say he had about maybe, somewhat dumber than most stuff. Probably around 81, 82 IQ on a good day. But on the other hand, he has sweet disposition. He was white. He worked hard as best he could. I mean, I had him where I had both husbands. I had Sean at the, foot of the hill, getting to see his son, Bubba. Helen was his son. She was pretty well the daughter of Emily's first Quigger boyfriend, or one of them. And what happens is the two youngest ones, JJ and Henry, they were the sons of James here. I had James across the street living in a house here. So I had all of them, and when they were under my thumb, I had both fathers working. Had both of them working. Not a high-paying job, but I had them working. I had them supporting their children, and I had them to where they could see their children. Essentially, what boiled down to is, no, Emily, you're not going to screw as long as you have a husband across the street here. But hey, one ran off here, and then she got another character named Ben Coles, and he went ahead and molested Helen, I found out later. And here they were trying to go ahead and go after me. Folks, I don't have any love for the spawn of Quigger pig lice. You choose evil, you die. Folks, Just as in downtown Sodom and downtown Gomorrah, there were little two-year-old baby girls who didn't have anything to do with the sins of their fathers. Didn't Yahweh go ahead and burn them down? There will be white children who will be destroyed in this great tribulation. And if they are the children of regime criminals who were traitors, what do you do with them? But the best thing can be done with them is essentially, if you have your leisure, is to go ahead and impose a terroristic regime in which they are rendered nothing other than slaves. But Yahweh went ahead and told the Israelites that when you come to a foreign town of white people, of Adamites, when you come to a town of whites, you go ahead and tell them to surrender or die. And if they do not surrender, you kill all the males. You kill all the females that used to, they are no longer virgins, and you always save the virgin children. But if they surrender, then they are rendered slaves. But folks, we don't live 3,400 years ago when Moses led us out into the desert, our fathers into the desert, and when they were a bunch of wiggers and they did not obey Yahweh. And so as a result, everyone over 20 died in the wilderness. An entire generation which died in the wilderness. What to say? Was that wrong? Is Yahweh wrong? And the answer is no. Whether or not we like what ends up happening, because we don't know how to obey and we don't care to obey and we don't care to learn, folks, you don't go ahead and judge Yahweh. Lot's wife judged Yahweh. She wanted to go ahead and see how the city of Sodom was faring when the fire and brimstone came down, when the sulfur came down and was burning holes in people's houses and holes in people's clothing and holes in people's hides. She wanted to look back. She wanted to go ahead and see how Yahweh was treating her friends and her neighbors. She probably thought, oh no, Yahweh is being mean. And so, Yahweh went ahead and turned her into a pillar of salt. And her husband had to continue. Probably she was running in front of him and she looked back here and she said, no! It was too late. And what happens is that when she was dead, did Lot have enough sense to go ahead and refrain from getting drunk with his daughters in a cave in the mountains around the former cities of the plain? He went ahead and bred two little bastards, Moab and Ammon, who essentially, even though they were racially like the Israelites, they were no different. They were no different when it came down to it than the Canaanites in terms of whether or not you could go ahead and breed with these people. No different. No, folks, Yahweh judges us. And therefore, it is up to us to go ahead and make moral judgments of others. Of our brothers, of our sisters, of our fathers and of our mothers, and of our children. And if they don't go ahead and act up, if they don't go ahead and measure up to Yahweh's standards, it does not behoove us to go ahead and question Yahweh's justice, however it may be derived. Whether it may be derived by a sword, or by a bacterium, or by brimstone, or by a flood, or by a drought here. what happens is that coming up, there is going to be a great harvest. And most of the harvest will be of tares. Very little will be of Yahweh's servant nation. Because very little, just a remnant, just a small portion, just an elect, will be saved. And the only reason Christ will come back is because that elect will be there. So, let's go ahead and look what Jesus Christ says. He says, there will be a great tribulation such as never was and never shall be again. And unless those days shall be shortened by Jesus Christ coming back, no flesh should be saved. Do you think Yahweh gives a crap about niggers? Do you think Yahweh gives a crap about Jews other than they're here? They're allowed to live in order to go ahead and take down the weak Quakers. And that's what Greg Johnson, even though he's a faggot, I think, even though he wants to go ahead and essentially do a 501c3 to go ahead and water down such as it is in white nationalism, essentially he was quite correct, and he said that why are we the way we are here? Why are Uyghurs the way they are? Why are they weak? Why are they stupid? Well, does it matter why? Doesn't it really matter what they are? What they really are, and you ought to go ahead and look and see what they are and understand it and not worry about the why. Because if you go ahead and ask about the why, that means that there is an excuse for the how. The why should never be used as an excuse to go ahead and justify the how. Or the how come. The how come should never be used to trump the how or the what. Folks, Eli James was a Jew before Skip Baker went ahead and decided he was a Jew. He was a Jew before Finkelstein decided, you know, another Jew decided to go ahead and turn on him. He was a Jew before I figured out that because, you know, the lying kike was going ahead and trying to change Christian identity and believe in papist prayerism and bring all sorts of mongrel mamsers like Brian Rio in, he was a Jew. What happens? Logan went ahead and found out that Linda was not the wonderful lady love here that he thought she would be. And essentially went ahead and found out that she was what she was. And it wasn't until later on he went ahead and figured out how come. No, folks. What we are is what we are. And in many cases, it is not because of your own strength here. It's because that Yahweh decided that you were saving here. And, folks, in many cases here, beauty is in the eye, not the beholder, but the Yahweh. He went ahead and he searched, like he told Samuel here, don't go ahead and pick this because you see it really strong or, you know, beautiful or whatever here. Go ahead and go in. And he passed over all of Jesse's sons until he found the youngest one. He said, this is the one. Of course, Samuel could have figured out because pretty well they were running out of sons here. He went ahead and passed over the strongest, the oldest, the most mature, and went ahead and chose the youngest. But it was because Yahweh went ahead and seen. Beauty, in this case, was in the eye of Yahweh. So, folks, in any case here, I'm not gonna worry. You know, all right, well, you can find out your IQ. What if essentially it turns out you're dumb as a bag of rocks here, just barely able to drool here? What difference does it make here? You're as smart as you need to be. You're as smart as you need to be. Wouldn't you say that you're better off if you're here because you're one of Yahweh's elects here and you only have, 102 IQ? You are in no means inferior from somebody who has 120 IQ, 130 IQ, 147 IQ, who is not of Yahweh. folks, you are who you are. And if you're here because you're one of the elect, count yourself among the lucky. What do you do once you're one of the elect here? Well, what you do is you understand that Yahweh's will is Yahweh's will, and you're not going to go ahead and undo it. Zog Babylon is falling apart. And therefore, you should go ahead and get close to Yahweh and try to understand Yahweh's will. And in understanding Yahweh's will here, you understand since Zog Babylon is going to fall apart, you go ahead and you try as far as you can to cut down on the number of people that you're going to take with you. Now, Lot, of course, took his wife. But it wasn't Yahweh's will that she should survive, especially since she couldn't behave. It might have been better if only Lot had gone ahead and escaped, and therefore not had sex with his daughters, and not gone ahead and created two little bastard mongrel, not mongrel, but incestuous little bastards. If he just simply gone ahead and ran to his uncle Abraham and said, "I was wrong, uncle. Let me go ahead and be your servant. Let me go ahead and live among you as a herdsman, as a younger, non-inheriting son," it would have been far better for Lot. Lot didn't go ahead, essentially. He just went ahead and went with the flow. When the time came for the harvesting, he was treated like a piece of wheat. But what happens is within his own family were a bunch of tares. And essentially his entire line became nothing more than tares, which were not to mix with the wheat of Israel. So folks, what you do is you need to, as best you can, go ahead and pick those who are the most amenable to your beliefs among your family, among your friends. And then let the time come, let the end come, let the tribulation come, because there's nothing you can do about it. And you pray that you should survive. And when it comes time for Jesus Christ to return, then will be the time to take up the sword, to take up the gun, to take up the axe, to take up the knife and the noose, and go ahead and render Yahweh's judgment. But for now, folks, stay away from the bowel movement. Stay away from the tard corral. There's nothing more than Jew boys and tards and idiots and mamzers and bell priests who will go ahead and take your money, take your time, and deliver you up for the slaughter. Folks, this, I think, should be about it for tonight's show. Essentially, as I said, these fault lines have always existed. Essentially, it's sort of like putting a ball of shit together comprised of, dissimilar shit here, and essentially, you can't expect it to go ahead and fall apart. You'll go ahead and fall apart naturally. That's what the bowel movement has done here over the last, 3 weeks? But essentially, more and more during the last week. And essentially, now that the process of alienation from the new right faggots and essentially the tard corral Jew boys like Finkelstein and Lot, Linder and the rest here. Folks, this is nothing to be surprised over. So folks, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and say, hail victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night. White men clad in black are we.
yi-yi-oh-ho. And we'll stamp out the tyranny. Hi-yi-oh-ho. Why they don't revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock grow. Why they don't civil war, ho, on the corn as long, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lay-i, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrie-lay-i. Why they go revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock grow. Why they go civil war, ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp out gasso. Why men go revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock grow. Why men go civil war, ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed. Hi-yi-oh-ho. The love of God our only need. Hi-yi-oh-ho. Why men go revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock grow. Why men go civil war, ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right. Hi-yi-oh-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock grow. White men go civil war, ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.